Hi, I'm
Fantasia.
And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.
Well, Kay's still here. Who else is still here?
Dan.
And Eric. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I was like, hey, get on TeamSpeak and talk, and then I just booked. I just left. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's no stress.
Stuff to do.
Don't worry about it.
They just post the same thing over and over and over, and you can see what's part of the narrative, because that's how they do it. It's like watching the river of information come through, and if everything's stamped the same way as it's coming through, you know, one source is populating all those other different sites, and they're...
Everything comes from a central hub, which is Reuters or Associated Press or the third one, I don't remember.
Yeah, Central Command.
Yeah.
Do you know the names? Do you actually know the names where they're coming from?
Well, here. I don't know.
Associated Press and Reuters. And there is another one as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a large percentage of them come through there.
Yeah, there's another big one as well, I think so.
So what's in the news today? Oh, but that Ebola... Ebola
something. Freaking Ebola.
Let's scare the crap out of these people. And it's funny, I was listening to them talk about it today, and it was just... And everybody's an authority about it, which is like, you know, I just find it's funny. So if you do Ebola virus, in quote...
I'm not even sure that the Ebola virus exists, really. It could be just a big hoax.
No, because it's probably a hoax, because look what they get from it. All this fear porn. So if you go to...
Cell vaccines as well.
Yeah. Ebola virus in quotes, and then click on search tools underneath anytime, and then the past hour. If you start to look and I think you can sort by date. Sorted by date. And then you start to see things that come up over and over, like the same sentence. Maybe
oh,
not
wow.
Too much.
The Ebola, West Africa Ebola outbreak, Wikipedia was altered in the last hour.
Oh, see, this is a common one. How does the Ebola virus spread, and can it be stopped? That came on Salt Lake City News, CTV News. So it's like, so just that one sentence. How does Ebola virus spread, and can it be stopped? ? And then you just find everything that comes out with that. Like if you search on that string, and then you go back.
Oh, so like the nearest one. Okay, so the first one I did Ebola virus in the past hour, we have the New York Times 6 minutes ago. Scrambling to catch up with the worst outbreak. So if I do scrambling to catch up with the worst outbreak.
You probably find it comes through on so many. And you think that there's one guy that's typing in the back room in the newsroom there, and there isn't. Those newsrooms are empty. It just comes through the pipe, and that's it.
All right. So now I'm going to put in quotes.
Okay, I did this 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago, whatever. So I did, how does Ebola virus spread and can it be stopped? So the Miami Herald, KTVN, fizz.org, Salt Lake City Got Newswire, Sioux City Journal. Like, it's like they're all the same narrative. Vancouver Sun, The Province, National Institute, healthtechnology.net. It's like, how many hits did I get? Oh, it doesn't give me the hits. Hey, that's what we should talk about tonight, Kay, about the hits. What were we looking up the numbers? At least 11, at least all of the, what's it called? The occult numbers, and how they underdo the occult numbers too.
Okay.
See, I like hanging out on the fringes. There's 10 pages of the very same line, and it goes all the way to what's postbulletin.com, health, yeah, I got that one. Like, it's just everyone is on the same story.
Wow.
To keep the propaganda consistent, you see.
Yeah, the ohio.com, CT Post, Tuscaloosa News, it's all the same story. Newsdump.co.uk. Look at it. It's the same story in the UK. Businessweek.com. Same story.
Newsdump. That's a good name.
Yeah. Oh, look at dhamaze.com.
This is weird.
The state.com. What's that? Same story. 13 minutes ago. See, it's just one river of the same story going to everyone.
Wow.
And they no reporters there.
So here's a brand new one. So scrambling to catch up with the worst outbreak of deadly Ebola. So quotes on either side. Says 9 minutes ago, written by the New York Times. It was released, however, 54 minutes ago. Silobreaker.news.silobreaker.com came up.
Wrote the same thing.
They excerpted it from the New York Times. So see, there's a pre-news site everyone has to be getting these from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cool. I'm going to keep doing this. See how this spreads.
Yeah, just
I'll keep that tab open.
Yeah, and if you've got something that you're wanting to know, because sometimes in the past hour or two, stuff comes out and it'll probably be gone before you know it.
Right.
So.
All right. So we did at least, let's try that. I have a piece of paper and a pencil. And last time, weren't we into the like 800,000, 700,000, 600,000 range?
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay.
Some of them were like 3 point some million, weren't they? Or 1.8 million?
Right, some of the higher ones, yeah, like 3.8 million, exactly. And the lower ones were like...
Okay,
yeah.
Moving back to the at least, when we started looking up at least, it always seemed like it was dead people, right? So if you Google at least, it just seemed like everything was death and murder and whatever.
Right.
You could Google at least and just...
At least, I think it was at least a number, wasn't it? At least...
Right, so we had a... Did you put quotes around at least or not? Like at least 11?
I think you did.
Right? Yeah. Is at least one word or two?
Two words.
It's what I, and I'm a teacher. Shame on you, Kay. I never remember that.
Maybe we didn't, because it came out different before. It was like all those killings, at least.
Better put in the number 77. New number lately.
Maybe it was in quotes.
Okay, so at least 7 without quotes, I get 1.8 million.
77 then.
277?
Yeah, yeah.
So at least 77, no quotes, I get less. I get about almost 900,000. So what we were saying, Jan, is it felt like the occult numbers actually came up less.
Less.
Not
like
more.
Strange less, yeah.
Yeah, like a whole lot less.
Yeah, but you could use at least 14 because 77 is 14 as well.
Right. There's others you could use. Okay.
Yeah, you can just...
But in a way that...
77 can be reduced to 14, which can be reduced to 5.
Right. So in a way, it's like they save those numbers. You know, it's like they purposely don't use them because, you know, they probably should have, you know, probability-wise... They should all be about the same.
33 is reduced to 6.
At least 74. At least, 74
that's
has 874,000.
Well.
And then 47 has, that's 874. And then, 1.2.
Try 93.
Okay, you know what? Badir, you're finding what I found. Changed since you and I did this last.
Yeah, it's different.
Changed. They're different. Now, they're all about 1.8 million. All of them. Last time, you and I saw there was a... You were proof. You were with me. We did it together online.
Because the numbers change and about how many results. So maybe some days it cherry picks and some days it doesn't.
I did this a couple days in a row. Everything now is 1.8 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did at least 47 and it came up 1.2 million. So what do you do? Jan, why don't you do it? At least 47, and how much do you get?
You know, I'm going like one... It's all about the same. 1.81, 1.82.
Mine's 1.2. I'm off by 600,000.
You are, at least.
And I went to Google, just Google again. Like, I took everything out of the string. Just went to plain old Google. I just love this. At least 47. And they're
2,050,000.
See, how does that happen? We all have different Google searches, I guess. They all come different. And
okay, so let's I went 1 through 10.
Plane crashes in Taiwan, killing at least 47.
47, yeah, plane crashes.
For Libya airport leaves at least 47 dead. TransAsia Airways crashes in Taiwan, 47. Plane crashes, of course.
All plane crashes for 47.
Yeah, lots of them.
Taiwan, APA, Taiwan, yeah, a lot of that. Israel says evidence 47% of Gaza are dead. TransAsia Airlines crashes in Taiwan, killing at least 47.
IDF, at least 47% of slain Gazans were terrorists.
At least 47 dead in a wave of car bombings in Iraq.
Wow. Wow.
Philippine flooding kills at least 47.
All right, so everything is about 1.8.
At least dead people. Wow. We know that's code for fake dead people, at least.
Yes.
So 47 is only 1.2. So everything else, like I did up to 20, it was around 1.8.
Let's try 93.
Wow. 93?
Yes.
Okay, 93. We should do, this is like rock, paper, scissors. How many hits do you get?
1,340,000. At least 93 people dead as magnitude 7.1 earthquake.
Oh, I got the 7.2. At least 93 people dead after 7.2 earthquake. And I only get 818 hits on that.
Uh-huh.
818,000. Or million, I'm sorry.
Iraq's Maliki wins at least 93 parliament seats.
0.8.
Heavy fighting kills at least 23 in Ukraine. Why would that be at least 23? Oh, 93 wounded. At least 93 people dead in... Oh, I got the 7.1 too. Texas police shoot women 93.
This is a good one. At least 93 Milwaukee police officers have been disciplined, right?
Oh, listen, at least 93 people are killed in two gun and bomb attacks. Where was that? Bomb attack in Norway.
Hmm?
In Norway, 2011, July 24th, 2011.
Yeah, it was 93 first, and then they reduced it to 92, which was also a good number, and then they reduced it to 77, so we had three numbers there.
It says here, 93% of Americans buy at least one of these once a month. I think that's the only one I have that wasn't about death. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I haven't gone on to read more. Syrian regime forces killed at least 93 people. Like, why don't they say at least 93?
What was the name of the one flight? Was it 177 hit towers?
77? I don't know.
Whose flight?
A-27 is pretty low.
Oh, at least 93 dead after boat sinks off Italy. Hmm.
Obama nation, at least 177 million in tax dollars paid for something. Yeah, they use this number. Nisha Raj injured at least 177. I think the most. it's all right in your face.
You know, if people didn't know what we were talking about, they'd think we were really cool for it. They're talking with us and laughing.
Numbers are funny.
House MD, 177 episodes in 7 minutes. YouTube. At least 177 priests leaves duties in U.S. It's all over the place.
Oh. Iraq officials say a string of attacks have killed at least 93 people.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
This is from 2012. Israel assaults on Gaza killed 177. Al-Akbar, English.
You got another good number, Jan?
Okay, pick another one. Let's draw.
I don't know any occult numbers. So
well, 33 is the same as 6, so you could put in
okay,
six.
Let's do 33 or 33.
That's too easy.
Too easy? Okay. At least 6?
Yeah. 3.9 million on 6.
3.9?
Yeah.
Oh, on 6? Yeah. What do you have? Okay.
Well, 6. We did 6. It shows nothing, really, but...
I have 3.9 million on at least 6.
Oh, I have 1.8 billion.
I have 1.8 billion. Yeah. Well, yeah, we were talking in millions, but it's...
No, I have 3.9 billion, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, 3.9 billion.
Yeah.
Ooh. So 10 digits. That's billion, right?
Well, look at
This is 10 digits.
Yeah, yeah.
Teen suicide
three,
bomber
nine,
kills
zero,
at least
zero,
six.
Zero, 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 zero.
Yeah. You got an extra three pack there.
Teen suicide bomber in North Nigeria.
Oh, look at here's current. At least 6 people tested for Ebola.
Exactly.
August 5th.
In New York City. Wow. Hey. Speaking of Ebola, let's a side note here. John Rappaport, have you guys listened to much of him?
Yeah, I've read some of his stuff.
Read him?
He yeah, seems you don't like want to listen to him. No. Is he that obnoxious?
No, he's just got a wah, wah, wah type of voice. But yeah, he's talking all about the Ebola and how the CDC has the improper test, and he's like, they don't know what they're talking about. He's done some really good articles dispelling the whole Ebola thing.
Hey, let's do at least 22. At least 22, I don't think that's associated with death. Let's go. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe everything is at least means death.
Of 11 you can use, actually.
Yeah, no, they are. I lied. It's all Taiwan gas blasts and Libyan militias, and everybody's dying. At least 22 civilians were killed in the Ukraine today. That was July 29th.
Just a coincidence. Oh. 44. Let's try that one.
44?
2.1 billion.
Okay.
Passenger ferry overturns while crossing Bangladesh. Who said at least 44 people? 44. At least 44 school shootings since Newtown.
Oh,
how many did you have? What did you have? 1.2 billion? 1.28?
Yeah, 1.28.
Oh, see, we only have 1.28.
Yeah, maybe they have more restrictions on this search.
Attached to 44.
But this one was interesting, Washington Post. At least 44 school shootings since Newtown.
All right, let's look into that article. Well, wow, this is a good way to find
37
stuff to
have been
about.
Injured.
At least 44 prisoners killed in government-controlled police something or other. The New York Daily. That was in June.
My God, they're just not going to let... I guess they never let a good PSYOP go to waste. They just consistently bring
just
it up.
They rewrite it and change the names, just like the Harlequin romances. They just make the stories the same.
The
and
names
change
have
the names.
Been changed to protect the guilty.
Yeah. It's like, where have I heard this before? But maybe that's what we need is like predictive programming. So it's like, it seems like it could happen because it probably did just a few years ago with different names, different setting.
This was interesting, actually. Look at this. This actually, I think, is true what it says here. Here.
All right, should we put the in the live stream chat? We could probably put the web address of that.
Let's do that.
All right. Well, which one are you on? Ayan? Are you at the at least 44 school shootings? Or did you change to a different one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Wow, at least 44 shootings since Newtown. Who knew? Valerie Strauss did.
Oh, you did that already. Okay, so...
Parents in communities across the country live in fear. An estimated 90% of school districts have tightened security since Newtown, installing metal detector surveillance cameras, bulletproof glass. Schools now routinely have lockdown drills reminiscent of Cold War air raid drills. Fucking great.
No more diving under the desks, right? With those whatever.
You know what? To get that 44 number, I wonder how many they faked to get that occult number.
How about all of them?
Right? You're probably right.
I just don't think we're built that way.
Oh.
It's like when you think of all the crazy people in this world, why aren't they killing everyone? Or at least one or two. You know, I'm sure it's happened in our history, but I don't think it's as common as we think it is. I think we've been lied to all our lives.
33 shootings, 75% involved an assault or homicide. Of these 12 incidents resulted in at least one homicide. In 11 incidents, the shooter attempted completed suicide. In 4 incidents after shooting someone else, in 4 other... That's a load of numbers.
A lot of suicides. Yeah, like what's the... Can you imagine being a
psychologist? Yeah, but you have 33 and you have 11.
Can you imagine being a psychologist and actually 13. Studying this?
Yeah, it makes you sick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so they have a graphic. It's kind of like an infographic, but it's like just black letters with a few red dots. They have some supporters in this article bombs demand action.
Of course. Hegelian dialect.
And, right. Mm-hmm. Mayors against illegal guns. Oh, that's a tough stand. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to take the stand against illegal guns?
What about unlawful guns? What about that one? Legal.
Right. Well,
what's the difference?
Right. Moms demand. I'm going to look moms demand action up because some of those Newtown groups were so fishy.
Yeah. They all lead back to pay us more money and we're going to line their pockets again so they can build another PSYOP.
Generate some revenue for us serfs.
Or generate more PSYOPs for us.
Yeah.
The Newtown, if you follow that.
Follow the money, you mean?
I did a video. It was about George. And George, what's his name? The mom, the wife was a principal, and he's a lot older than her. And it was clear, like, in the video from CNN, it was some actor wearing makeup, wearing a big plastic face. Because mm-hmm. the actual George looks like an old man. He looks hairy, and he's shaped just a little bit different. And when they bring him out in public, he's not allowed to speak.
Oh.
So I saw several videos of the Newtown family members who are directly involved with deaths opening up websites and opening up, you know, like they gather together in a park and they all talk into the microphone about how they support the new website or the new park or the new whatever. So they go out in a group.
And they all had donation buttons on them, right? These new websites.
Oh, yeah. And so George's daughter, you know, the stepdaughter, the one with the long black hair, she's really pretty. She talks a lot. Well, she did the talking, and he just didn't say anything. He just stood behind her and kind of waved.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet his actual voice doesn't sound anything like the TV voice.
Right. And a different character.
Right. I bet they make, like, people... Like the people who have speaking parts, perhaps they put makeup on to look like the real person or something like that.
I think I read where you had put that, and I noticed that too, where they always have the extra teeth or something in their mouth. Because when you put those phony teeth and they're big, it changes the look of their face too.
It does, right? Yeah. And they can't close their lips. I mean, Gene Rosen's having a hard time closing those lips together, man.
And they're whistling or they're when they talk.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's always licking his upper lip like it's getting dry. Well, of course it is, dude. It's hanging way above your mouth because of those false teeth.
Yeah.
All right. That's with this Moms Against Action. Looks like that same website that I was talking about with Ab, the 28pages.com.
Mm-hmm.
Same red, white, and blue, sparse, not very, like, warm and fuzzy. Like, if I worked for the government and had to put some website up, this is what I'd do. Like, okay, done.
Yeah.
Move on to the next thing.
The guy in that same department made all of them, so he didn't have a whole lot of time to be creative.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to drop Moms Against... guns into the chat. And then the 28 pages. I'm going to drop that in the chat. Well, and then look at the difference between them. They look pretty similar.
The guy doesn't have a whole lot of creativity. He just has one job.
Right. So I opened up two windows and I'm just putting them side by side. Test me theory. Kinda. Not as much as I thought now that I'm looking at them. But still, I mean, these both look like just government websites. Mm-hmm. They don't look like a person who really had a, you know, or an NGO.
Who had an emotional attachment to the whole program. It definitely didn't make that.
Right.
Like somebody who just had a job to do.
Yeah, they're sterile. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work with teachers who do websites all the time. I know what their websites look like. They're so warm and fuzzy. You're like, back off on the warm and fuzzy. We don't need bumblebee background. It's confusing. Right. It's confusing to read.
Yeah.
But I like bumblebees. No, it's bad as a background.
They do look like they were written by the same. They have the same fonts and everything, don't they?
See, this looks like Arial, and this looks like Times Roman. A little bit different. But see, oh, you're right. The that the name of it is the same font.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the page on the one mom's looks very similar to that first one, or the one at the bottom, 28 pages.
Yeah, I don't believe these were anything but an NGO from start to finish. Moms Against Guns and BayPages.org. Yeah, and interesting, this article would, the Washington Post article would have that little ad at the bottom. Isn't that bizarre? Oh, they list them at the bottom, the school shootings. Oh, really tiny font. I wonder, the earliest, oh my God, they're all in 2013. Did none happen in 2012? At least 44 since Newtown. Oh, well, that was the end, so, of the year. I wonder what the distribution of these dates is. Because they look to be a little too equally spaced apart. 88
and 99 are not so many. I went through all of them. Seems like it stops at 77. Everything from 11 to 77.
You did at least?
Yeah, at least started on 11 and up to 88 and 99 is less common than the other one.
I wonder how big that goes. You guys hear that screaming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a movie playing in the background. I just wondered if you guys could hear that.
Mom's Demand Action. I'm just doing
a... These are very evenly spaced apart. That looks a little fraudulent. I'm somewhat familiar with distributions. Much of a pattern.
What was that, Mom's Demand Action .net or .org or what? Or .com?
I dropped it in the chat. Moms.org. MomsDemandAction.org. So did this little infographic thing, how did they get on here? I mean, is they're not being, what's the word? You know, if you're using someone else's post, you have to say you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Must be working together then, right? Why would a newspaper post some other organization's little logo for free?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the article? Valerie Strauss. Let's see if that's the same name. She covers education and runs the answer sheet. So this education? Oh, apparently this is an education article. What? Wow. You know this is an article about education?
No.
Now if you buy, like, so we get magazines, you know, like, what? Not magazines, catalogs. We get them at school. And you look at what they have. And they have catalogs, like, for gym and catalogs for science. And then sometimes big catalogs that includes, like, everything. They have safety catalogs. They have cheerleading catalogs. So the safety catalog, there's a bunch of safety cool things you can buy for your school now. And one of them is a lead door cover. So it's a unit, a big metal unit, and you put it above the door and you can roll it down. And it's a big lead kind of cover so that if you shoot through the door, it's going to hit the lead instead of the children.
Oh, God.
But they have a ton of these little safe things that you can put in your school now. There's, I mean, safety glass, bars. There's other distractors. You can have mirrors to show a hallway's empty when it's full.
How many people do you know that have been shot?
Personally?
Yeah.
Nobody.
How many do you know, Jan?
One.
I've seen one
woman
get shot,
allegedly.
Though.
That's all.
I remember seeing one in the... What is it called? The military hospital. But it was because he shot himself unsuccessfully.
Oh,
so it's like
no.
When he...
Really?
Yeah. So,
well, the people I've seen that got shot, I don't know them. They're not my friends. But I was in a nightclub and five people got shot.
Really?
Yeah. Two ladies. They were on the ground. They're bleeding. They're like a square yard of blood just pouring out of them.
And did it look anything like any of these PSYOPs, like the Boston thing?
Not at all, no. Because blood is ooey and gooey and thick.
Uh-huh.
And it goes slow, and it oxidizes when it comes out of you. So
it's like brown almost,
it,
right?
It turns brown rather quickly, yeah. And it sticks everything together. If you have blood on your hands, it sticks. You can't touch paper. You can't touch your hair. It sticks to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so nothing I've ever seen on TV matched the shooting I witnessed, ever.
Wow.
And the news didn't tell the truth about it either. It was a Hispanic male. He was divorced from his wife, and she had moved on, and she was American.
See, that's the word I believe why it's the shootings between people who loved one another or hate one another. Like, it's, they have to have a relationship where someone did someone wrong,
Right, right.
Whereas I don't think we're wired to go out and just kill people randomly and then kill ourselves. Like, I don't think there's, I don't think there's a payoff for that. It's just, you know, and I'm not saying it hasn't been done. I just think that it's, I think it's a lot more rare than they've led us to believe, if it ever happens at all.
Oh, I agree with you, Vidir, because all the shootings in Washington were because there was a teacher shooting, but the teacher had molested the student, so the student came back and shot him. It was personal.
Yeah.
Right? This Hispanic, and by the way, like, in the last 5 years, almost all of our shootings have been Hispanic. Like, when they shot more than one person, it's
which,
like,
you know,
the
culturally,
deal here.
When you look,
yeah.
When you look at certain cultures, a lot of them are, their whole identity is based on their family or based on their, who they're connected with. Whereas here in the United States, it's like everybody's John Wayne, right? They don't have a mother. They don't have a father. They just like showed up and they're by themselves, lives by themselves. So it's like, I think cultures differ that way with families, like the honor killings. I can see that. I can see that.
And that's what happened. That's what happened at the casino. There was a, it was an honor shooting. You know, he had just lost his job and he was despondent and he was upset. So he just went out and boom, shot. He unloaded his gun in the nightclub.
Right. On someone who did him wrong.
On his, on his ex-wife, on her sister. And then he just, you know, some passerbys accidentally got shot.
Mm-hmm.
So wasn't a big deal. It was, and then we had one a couple weeks before that at one of the auto auctions. It was the same thing. A Hispanic was insulted by another one. And so they were just like, I'm going to shoot you and I'm going to go for it. But, you know, don't let that out on the news. You know, don't say he was, you know, don't say the actual thing that happened, because then it's going to make all the psyops look stupid.
Don't you wonder whatever happened to all the liquor store killings? All the
oh, my gosh, right?
You don't hear about them anymore. They went away They went away with the Hillside Strangler and the Boston Strangler. Maybe they just were a decade off, or I don't know. But we used to hear those all the time on the news. And now they're gone. You know,
right?
Oh,
so
I guess
are you
they
saying
had that
they
one in Santa Barbara, but that one was pretty fake when they had the store personnel cleaning up the blood. You know, the one in Santa Barbara, the hoax there.
Oh yeah. Oh, did they? The store did it. Store people.
No hazmat, nothing. It's just the store people cleaning up the blood. So I think it was probably fake. Probably a drill, like they all are. You know, I'm sure there are, and I'm sure there have been, and I don't want to come off sounding like everything's fake, because I don't believe everything's fake. It's just, I think they have the power to tell us stories that aren't true in the news and everywhere, you know? So I think that we've been lied to for all of our lives, and
they would not do that to us. Come on,
it's so hard to siphon through.
Don't badmouth our parents.
But I always used to wonder how we could be so different from animals on the planet, and how they interact, and you know how, because I always used to think, oh, we're just like crazy people that'll go and kill, you know, and I don't think we're that much different than them. I just think that we've been lied to.
Sometimes things that, like, some parts of the population are like dogs and some are like cats, and much easier to domesticate a dog than a cat, you know.
I believe that. You know, like,
we are the few cats, and the rest of the people are dogs.
Yeah, can't be domestic. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like, you know how different breeds have different temperaments, different, they're able to be trained certain ways. Like, we can look at dog breeds, but yet why can't we look at different cultures and different, you know, people that come from different areas and see that, you know, maybe they can be manipulated more than others for certain things.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, you know, some might be more high-strung than others, you know, just, you know, through years and years of breeding, or, you know. Or,
I think chemicals in the food comes in as well.
True. The water, the light, how much light they have, how much everything.
Yeah.
But I don't think that humans are that much different than different, you know, different breeds or different temperaments.
I think humans are the most domesticable animal that can take the furthest.
Yeah.
Get most obedience when you apply all the right techniques at once. They are totally perfect for being totally obedient
and just
without
so
free will whatsoever.
So hardwired to believe, to just be so gullible.
Yes.
It's so interesting how they can make us think that we are so so informed and so able to discern what's the truth and what's a lie.
But notice how they tell you, hey, we're informing you. So you say, hey, I'm informed.
I'm informed.
I mean, that's what the news say. They say, we're informing you. So you're like, hey, great, I'm informed. The news told me I was informed. I must be informed.
What is that common theme of Fox News? What do they always say that the news? I haven't watched it in so long. But it's the exact opposite of what it really is.
Fox News
logo.
No, Fox News saying logo.
Oh, fair and balanced. Fair and balanced. That's what it is. It's like,
wow.
It's like they keep repeating it over and over and over. So that you walk away. Oh, yeah, they're fair and balanced. I've heard people say that. And I think. my sister came down and she's used
That's
to the
double think.
She's used to the Canadian news format where they have the left talks, the right talks, and somebody in the middle says, you decide. Well, she comes down and we were talking about something else and the news was playing in the background and she goes, she kind of stopped in the middle of her thought when she said, but they don't tell the other side.
Whoa.
So, and
good
it's
for
like,
her.
But it was just funny how she's so used to one format and then to come down and they keep saying fair and balanced and it's always, you know, one side of whatever, the fake argument.
Oh, slogan, right? It's their slogan?
Yeah.
We keep it honest, I think, in the news as well.
And they
trying
keep
to
saying,
find CNN slogan. Oh, go there. There is CNN. No, that's not their slogan.
Wasn't it MSNBC was lean forward or something stupid like that? It was something
was
bizarre.
It?
Yeah.
Hope and change.
Hope and change.
Change.
Yeah, I think all they right. changed to having, don't they have like reality shows now? CNN? Reality TV
Do
shows?
They?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, Obama was hoping for change or was it the other way around?
Right.
Isn't that funny? He sold a bag of hope and change and he hired all the same people. Like, where was the change in that?
There's no change.
And all nobody right. questions it, right?
I know.
It's changing, but to the worst. Worse.
Jan,
yeah,
do you want
exactly.
to talk? Yeah. I was thinking, Jan, you dropped a link into the chat. Did you want to talk about that?
One of them.
The gunmen kill at least 33. Including 29 women in an attack on Baghdad compound.
Yeah, it was some magic numbers there. You have 33, and you have 29, and you have 18 in one article.
Wow.
And 29.
So 33 is 3 times 11, and 29 is 11, and 18 is 9. This is just two paragraphs. It's,
wow.
I think
really...
suicide bombers are total fiction. I don't think there ever has been any... Ever. Not
well, it
one.
Says Iraqi police say gunmen, so it was gunmen have killed. Gunmen had a raid on 2 buildings in a housing complex in Baghdad. They showed up in 4-wheel drive vehicles. 4-wheel drive? Probably freaking Americans, dude. Probably.
SUVs.
If it happened at all, you know.
I like how you always leave that open. Up. It's like it's harder and harder to think that it does. Maybe it's like just the constant news articles we read.
Right? I mean, look how they seem
to be. About forming your perception of what reality is. It's not about reporting anything that truthful whatsoever, in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's funny because, like,
perception
as just
management,
an American,
as it is.
Yeah.
It is total perception. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, well, why don't they say why? I'm not thinking the whole thing's fabricated because it's so bland. It's so, there's no detail. There's no information. Nayun neighborhood. Well, okay. That's a little more specific in eastern Baghdad. But still, Nayun, I mean, think of some Seattle neighborhoods, how big they are, or some Texas, you know, some, how about San Diego neighborhoods?
Some Middle Eastern neighborhoods.
Right. Some of them are crazy. I've gone to Jordan a couple times, and they have housing developments up a hill, and it's like, there's, no one has a mailbox. They manage to run electricity and some, water lines up the hillside, but they just keep building the house and then on top of the house, then on the hill, then on the house. I mean, it looks like, you know, like a nest, kind of like a wasp's nest when you look at it. You got all your little, you know, little sections there all over the hillside. And
all right.
It's just, it's a nightmare. There's no addresses, you know, and to go to someone's house, you kind of have to walk through these really weird walkways that are really, it's like, how do people get furniture up there? The walkways are narrow and
wide. Maybe to build the furniture inside the house.
Really?
Yeah, or they don't have a lot of furniture. Maybe it's not their.
Maybe they shop at IKEA and it's a flat packed.
So, right? Oh.
Do you think that the King of Jordan actually runs that country?
I think he ran it like his father ran it. You know, it's a business.
You think he has any real power? Or is it just a figurehead?
A figurehead.
I think he's a figurehead and they're doing what the U.S. tells them to do.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear
Lock,
that
stock, and barrel.
For that MH17 crash, it says around 228 coffins have been returned to the Netherlands.
Oh.
Why would they? Oh.
What's the content of those coffins? Is it
in the link we were just looking at, if you click on the Ukraine at the top, it takes you to that. The search for remaining bodies would restart at some point. They're just going to leave the remaining bodies just hanging out there.
Just in the world, actually.
Right, what are you guys reading?
I'm just reading the Ukrainian page.
You want to pop the link into the chat?
Actually, it's from that link that you provided, and it's the top. It's the it's the National
shooting.
Post. Canadian. Let me just go back here, and I'll put it in there.
Al-Shabaab.
Shabaab.
El-Kabam.
So we're looking at the Ukraine article, or is there one down there?
All the coffins they're sending back.
The Dutch PM calls off search for bodies at MH17 crash site, saying it's too dangerous to continue.
Why would it be too dangerous? Because there's guys out there that are drunk and taking body parts?
Wow.
Oh, rebels blame mines along the route. Oh, that's so that nobody will go there and check it out, right?
Right. Now, don't you go.
No.
These evil Ukrainians trusted.
What? This is like a neighborhood. There's houses and barns here.
Probably peaceful peasants working the land, I guess.
They have no clue what's going on.
Because didn't the plane fall down along the roadside, so it was super easy to get there?
Yeah, easy to stage, easy to get there, easy to move the crap in. Like they definitely didn't want to make too many treks across the fields, right?
A terrorist in China, too. Seen that before.
I find it hard to keep a straight face when people say terrorist.
Terror.
I know. Wasn't that the best?
In China, at least 29 people have been killed and 102 others injured. A knife attack at a train station in southwestern China. Kunming.
Wow.
A knife attack with 29 dead and 160 wounded.
A knife attack?
That sounds plausible, doesn't it?
You want to pop that into the chat?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah. Right. I like how you say that with such.
We live in Comedy Central.
Yeah.
The Telegraph, of course. Aftermath.
29. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
29 killed. That's poetic in knife attack.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 plus 2 is 8 plus 1 is 9. So it's 29. That's 11 plus 9 in that article.
11.
Yeah.
Okay, the terrorists
in Norway,
wasn't
we
just
say 11/9 instead of 9/11 because it's 11th September, not September 11. It's the other way around here in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it.
Oh, look at 11:34 p.m. That would be 11/7, right?
11/11 and 11/7 is 7. 11/9. You go to the old calendar, the ninth month is the seventh, so it's actually the same. China's 9/11. Exactly. Mass stabbing, not mass shooting.
Like everybody was waiting their turn to be stabbed, right? Okay, everybody line up. I'll stab you after you after you. Too much.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
Official said a group of knife wielding terrorists from the Oh, this is beyond ridiculous.
You could just see them all screaming and yelling and stabbing. And
nobody ever thinks to put the picture in the story.
More than 130 people were wounded. These people are very good with knives. Maybe they are butchers.
Oh, well.
It was four attackers, by the way, who did all this stuff. They should be in the elite forces. Assassins.
I just need a knife and I can kill 130 people easy.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yes, it is, actually. I have to put this in the chat. Oh, it's beyond belief.
A gang of Chinese terrorists.
It sounds like it sounds like a B movie, the kind you see at night, right?
It is.
Oh, that's so funny.
Way out there.
That's a pretty good kill rate.
Yeah, just like the little skinny boy with those heavy rifles that killed all the babies.
Let's figure out that rate. So just 29 divide 162. Wow, that's 18%. That's a pretty good kill rate, man.
That's a magic 9 again.
Yeah.
Right?
These people are very clever.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Right?
Yeah.
Wow, that is funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wow. The incident was organized, premeditated, violent terrorist attack carried out by unidentified knife-wielding people,
yes,
according to state media. The attack took place late in the... That is just bizarro. So doesn't this kind of mean that either we made up the story... Where's the story coming from? Wait a minute. Is it coming from China or is it coming from AP?
I think it's coming from Central Command.
Right, because it's from China, they're on board with all this.
This is very much being seen here as 9/11 style event. It's by far the worst incident of its kind in China, and it will have a huge impact on what will happen here, he said.
Oh, a huge impact. Let's see. There's where the money rolls in, right? All the extra security measures that have to be taken for the train.
Metal detectors everywhere.
Yeah, cameras. Right.
You might wear a knife or a belt buckle.
Yeah. Or a belt buckle. Or a nail file.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who timed out?
Yeah, now it's Ebola in Spain, too. It's fresh as well. It's of July.
Oh, let me go with that.
Can you hear the video I'm playing?
No, I can hear your video.
Can?
No. Do you have any headset on? It probably comes through in your headset. But if you took your ear part out, we'd probably hear it come through the microphone.
It's on this Chinese thing. So
is it the one on that page?
Knife-wielding terrorists are Muslims.
Muslims? Oh, they're good when they get around.
They are separatist and Islamist militants from the westerly Xinjiang province, home to the Muslim Uyghur ethnic minority. Same fucking thing over there.
Yeah. Got to sell the same story. Get everyone on board.
Yeah, yeah. Little Muslims, evil, yeah. Have beards and actually care of their family. It's very, very bad.
Yeah, evil, evil people.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Being family oriented is very evil.
Yeah, evil. We can't have that here. Only John Wayne.
No.
Clint Eastwood. That's all we go with here. You can't be have any connections.
Owning this video. Jim.
Well, look at why Canada should soften tax rules on property transfers between family members. That might be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we go back to our murder, death, and AM? Start by day.
Unless you speak.
We gave you talk power.
Hmm?
Said we gave him talk power.
Did we do that? It's...
I did already. Is that background music really loud? You hear it on my... My son is playing. And it's chill. See, there's no murder, death, mayhem on the at least 54. Oh, I guess that's because I'm caught in the hour. Oh, no, I lied.
What about 45?
45?
72.
A lot of the Iraqi violence. 45, go to 45. Oh, 45 and 21. That's 9339. Beijing heavy rain landslides, suicide bombers, and a checkpoint in Iraq.
I wonder if the so-called kamikaze pilots in World War II, the Japanese, were for real or just a propaganda bullshit.
Yeah, I'm voting for the latter.
Yeah, probably. The evil Japanese.
You don't even think they'll just kill themselves.
They could build themselves as a big military power. Yeah. I think it sold all the World War One. Navy ships from England to Japan for £1 or something. Exactly. So they could melt them and build a huge navy with the steel they got for free from England.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
harder and harder to see any kind of reality in that crap.
It's hardly any.
If it made the news...
My theory is it's like maybe 5% truth in media because they have... They need a little bit, because if everything was fake, people would notice it.
Yeah, and time is money. I'm sure
a little bit of truth in it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't want to donate too much time to the truth because the truth is pretty boring, I think.
Exactly.
Ooh, female suicide bomber. When was that? At least 45 people are dead after the attack of a female suicide bomber. Oh, that was in Pakistan. I can really see
Pakistanis.
What year was that? When was that? Breaking news. Charged in connection to kidnapping. Let's see. Oh, at least at a Pakistan food center. That's like really scary. Well, that was back in March.
I think the drone attacks are bullshit as well.
Yeah.
Why would the post that be tell the American people that they are killing civilians in Pakistan as drone attacks? And it. They're trying to put themselves in a bad light.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Seems to me that they want to shut down all
the big bully,
all the puppet show with the figureheads that actually don't run shit. Just at some point, just say okay, now the United Nations run everything, and governments in all countries are so untrustworthy. So we'll just ship it over there.
It could be, yeah.
We wouldn't mind getting rid of a government. They are evil and inefficient. Yeah. And then don't
we need to hand this over to the central command. Let them take charge.
It's a long-term goal, I think.
That big bully, the United States, look at they threw Osama over the edge without a trial. They threw him into the drink.
Killing 38 is a lot as well.
What was that?
At least 38.
Oh, 38? Okay, let me move there.
Yeah, 2.23 billion. Collision in China. Highway collision.
I have 1.3 billion.
Strange that I get more than you. Maybe the
algorithms
are different in the States than here.
Yeah. We're maybe have more control. We have a lot of what is it called? Censoring? Propaganda censoring. So they can only let so much through.
Yeah.
So you have, almost double the hits?
Yeah.
Wow. See, we are like.
I think they can. I think they can tweak the searches for every country as they want to. I think.
I remember that Benghazi story, and I just thought that just sounds so hokey. Whatever it was, and it's like whoever was talking about it on the news always seemed like they had a smirk on their face. I think that was before I woke up. And now that I look at that story, and I just think, how ridiculous.
Duping delight, that's what it's called.
What's that?
Duping delight.
Yes, psychopaths. That's what it actually, is. Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy lying to people. They smirk.
Yeah.
Not smiling, but smirking.
Yeah.
I pulled another one on this stupid fucking ladies out there. You don't me. I'm very clever. Yeah.
Exactly.
I pat myself on the back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 38 doesn't seem like they're injuring. They seem like it's more injuring. Injured in China, highway collision.
Yeah, maybe different numbers are for different types of
yeah, like a bus crash.
Violence. Yeah, this looks like, this is more traffic-related stuff.
Yeah. Deadly storms. Oh, there was one that was a car bomb, 38 killed in Afghanistan, but typhoon. Oh,
this is about the floods in Serbia.
Weather?
These 38 people.
Maybe 38 is weather and car crashes and transportation issues.
Yeah, sure. It would be interesting to actually statistics on that and find out. Because there is some deeper code to this stuff.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Yeah. Probably have forms. Put this there and that there and blah 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 blah, and if they have done it enough times, they automatically know which numbers to put there. I don't even know if these people know it's just gematria. I'm not sure. Just the job description it like this.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. The Bushia Stefanovic said that May 23rd that the three dead had been found in the flooded regions, adding that at least 13 had died of drowning. Mm-hmm. 38 reports of missing persons. So we have 38, we have 13, and 33.
All in one.
Within a couple of paragraphs. Deal. Yeah.
So how many would you think would be 33, at least 33?
I think that's a major number, but they keep changing them around us. We are poking into their code. They don't like it, so they leak it, I think.
I do about at least 33, and I get 1.4 billion. What do you get? 2.8?
Not sure yet. At least 33 NASCAR fans injured. let's see, 2.38.
Wow, see? You're almost double.
Yep.
Stampede at rap concert kills at least 33. 7 days ago.
Yes. Of course it did there. Sure. I'm sure it was not 330 or 3300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, learned stuff. You see it everywhere.
Train station.
I have to keep myself from laughing sometimes when I see newspapers or lie around or the news are on. I just have to.
Your but my lips are went
and
crazy.
Go in a corner and. It's not like people would think it's cool if you start laughing about people being dead and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I like. Yeah. Oh, I didn't grant her talk power. We have. Kay, are you there? She came back. I guess she got bumped and she didn't have a microphone.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was like busy looking at the page. But where'd she go?
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'm that kid no one wants to play with. It's okay.
I'm going to tag team you here because I have to step away for just a minute. So I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm going to try and right now I'm pushed to talk. How does everything sound?
It sounds good.
Yes.
And you too, Vidir. I thought you would laugh. You too. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm going to. No. I probably shouldn't. Then it'll let go. Well, hold on. Let me try speak all the time. Hold on. Okay. How's this sound, Jan?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear yourself echo?
No, did I?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, not yet. This is pretty cool. Oh my God, I could do this at school during my planning period. Oh, I think I'd get in trouble. I don't know. I do. I listen to usually. That's also during my plan period. It's an hour long, so I just listen to different podcasts from different people. So I do get some listening in like that. You know, and then I just have that playing in the background as I grade papers or whatever. But when people walk into the room, I should turn it off. Do you like listen to this in front of people? Like talk about it who don't really agree with it? Jan?
Come again?
Do you talk about, you know, like fake stuff usually with people? Or if you're listening to weird things and they're around, do you turn it off?
Depends on who it is. Getting so obvious now, it's actually lately, you can actually, people started to listen actually. So just try it out a little bit and see what reaction I get. And if it's a little bit positive, I just talk a little bit about it and then I wait for a long time. And then you cannot go too fast on people, then they shut them. Eyes roll over and you lost them forever. So take it slowly, I think.
Yeah, it's a huge paradigm shift. Once you admit everybody's lying to you, I mean, where the hell do you go from there? I mean, we
not
don't know.
Using your mind?
Well, yeah. You got to use your mind then. But sometimes, like, I'll be listening to, you know, John Friend has some really good shows. He did a good show with Lennon Honor. He did a good show. Who? Marcus? Yeah, he did one with Marcus. That was okay, but Marcus was a little snarky and it felt a little embarrassing. He tried to be like clever with him.
John Friend with Marcus? I did not know that.
No, I'm friends with him. He tried to out me, dude. Marcus tried to out me. Whatever.
Very sick puppet. There's something very wrong with that dude.
I know. What the hell? Why are you doing that? But, you know, it's like, you know, maybe I don't need my just to know who I am, but I can't stop anyone investigating if they want to find out. You know, you could find out anybody if you investigated long enough. You know,
I really
you just
don't
match
give a fuck anymore. That is why I use my full name. I don't give a fuck.
Right?
People can think whatever they want to. You have a problem with that? Well, fuck you and get out of my face. I don't want to see you again.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, it's a good plan.
I don't need you in my life. Slave
right?
brain.
Oh, really?
I've come to that now. I can't bother talking to people that refuse to use the brain and are willful ignorance of their main purpose in life. Fuck you. That's it. Sound harsh, but
yeah, if you can get rid of them. I don't know. Don't you have this feeling, though? I don't want to be, like, suspicious of everybody. I think that's a bad place to be. But, again, you have to be smart. You know? It's like, who's there to really just mess my brain up? Who is that? You know, is it worth, like, you listen to No Agenda? Is it worth the information they have for you?
I don't think so.
How messed up your brain is going to get?
It's too American for me. It's too...
That
program insults my intelligence, really. I used to listen to it a little bit a while back, but it's too repetitive and too much child's play and blah, 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 and sounds and soundboards and bullshit.
Yeah, the soundboard is so weird.
I can't
weird.
Stand the format. It's like for a first grader.
Yeah, I was like, what's up with the format, the bells and the whistles and... Is John C. Dvorak playing that horrible harmonica? It's horrible. It's piercing. What is the reason? Is there, something's going on. I think it's more than just that. they do that weird rain stick thing. Like if they, do you guys have rain sticks? You know what that is? It's for here, it's a Native American device. Some tribes, not all of them, because you know, there's like, 100 Native American tribes in the U.S. But it's like, if you can imagine a hollowed out tube and then you poke nails in all over the place and then you put dried beans at the top and then you close both ends. So then the beans have to trickle down the inside and past all those nails, and all the beans on all the nails kind of makes it sound like rain.
Okay.
So they have this device, and we call it a rain stick. Children make it in school to celebrate Native American, you know, art or whatever. That's kind of silly. But they say when they do that for a certain person and they think about that area, then it rains in that area. And it's a weird meme they do. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you, you know, oh, if I did the rain stick too much, it's raining too much in San Diego. And they talk about this all the time. I'm like, are you trying to tell me my brain has special powers? Or does the rain stick have special powers?
Wouldn't surprise me that the Indians had abilities to make rain and stuff.
It's going out live. It's going out live. I'll show you the channel. So it's really bizarre. I don't know. I don't know. Just my son listens to it. So I wanted to find out what my son, you know, was listening to. So I started listening to it.
Oh, they have a few episodes with tiny bits of good information, but too rare for me.
Yeah. I was thinking about how they put information together to try and deconstruct. He pulls information from sometimes he'll go to like 10 sources before he gives you his conclusion, and then he talks about them. And by the end, you're so confused you don't know what
promoting, logic and reason. That's the latter one, I think.
Nope, promoting the news. And so he's taking news pieces and then other research he's done to make a conclusion. But it feels like the conclusion was first. They told him, now find reasons to say this is true. And then he just pulls up bullshit reasons. I mean, it feels contrived. It doesn't feel like honest research to me. Yeah. Ava, dear, you back?
Yes.
Okay, hi.
I just noticed my light's always on. Does it sound like I have a lot of background noise? Barely?
Yes, really.
A lot of background noise?
I can't hear anything.
Okay, good. Maybe I'm breathing heavy and that's what's turning the blue light on. I don't know.
Oh, are you breathing on your mic with your nose, Fadir?
I don't know. I keep pushing it away.
I'm really good at that, apparently. It was so funny. So I think it was the show. You were on it, weren't you? And Psyopticon. Uh-huh. I think Banazir, and they're trying to figure out. Rolo was like, who's breathing into the mic? And we're like, and he's like, let's do this one at a time. And he just like went down and then he goes, Psyopticon, it's you. Psyopticon says, no, it's not. It's Kay Hamad. It's not me. And I'm like, dude, you called me out.
He does a great Roddy McDowell impression, doesn't he? On the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
He did.
No, that's
there's another one
like.
He did before. Oh, Roddy McDowell. That is funny. Yeah. He's a funny guy. He's been all over the news. Mm-hmm. I mean, as an actor, he's been like, he's done everything.
He's got a great eye, but it's like, I think, I don't know, he leans to everything's fake. Like even the cows in the link I put in last night. I thought, well, okay, those are cows. I don't think it was a green screen. I think they're just cows. And cows come when you ring the bell or play the trombone.
That's pretty funny because he had talked about that in the last one of the broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
How they were making fun of a local sheikh. Mm-hmm. And the local sheikh said something like, how do you know we did 9/11? They can make cows dance on TV. You know, and he's trying to shore up that argument because the British public thought he was like a fool saying cows mm-hmm. dance on TV, but he was actually referring to like a milk commercial or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So he was shoring up that cows dance on TV thing because that night he couldn't find the commercial.
Right. Whereas I put like, I don't know, like 20 different links of all the cows coming to music. That's a lot of green screen activity just for cows.
Hey, doesn't love cows? All love cows.
I love
right,
cows. Or was it Chick-fil-A? They have the cows out there saying, eat more chicken.
You don't have Chick-fil-A in Washington State. So
they have these,
do you have
they
it
have
in-
these, they have these characters dressed up like cows, like black and white spotted cows. They're standing out in front with signs saying, eat more chicken. Go to Chick-fil-A. So it's not that funny.
It's cute. It's cute, you know. Not funny, but...
Don't eat us, eat them.
Democracy. Two farmers and a cow wolfing on what's for dinner.
Yeah, eat more chicken cows. That's it. These guys.
Books.
How much different is my voice on phone than on my mic?
It's the same. You sound the same.
Exactly the same?
Okay, look at my link I just
sent. Which are you at now?
I'm on my cell phone right now.
Can you see my link?
A little bit clearer, I think, this one.
And how much was your mic?
You mean my phone is clearer than my mic?
Oh, you're on your telephone right now?
Yeah, my computer overheated and shut down. I guess I need it on some sort of whatever.
Your
it was
phone
on card-
is pretty good.
Board. Oh, really? That's good news. Because mics can hurt your ears.
I couldn't stand it anymore.
Well, no, my husband's looking at me like, who are you talking? Who's that guy on the phone you're talking with?
Oh, is that who came in and you said it's live? Go listen to it.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of your kids.
He's a conspiracy theorist from Oslo, Norway.
Yeah. Entertaining.
He's a loon.
Yeah, he's like, is that someone I know? I'm thinking, no, sweetie, not hardly.
That would be a coincidence.
Yeah, Peter wants to know if he can come in. Has he ever had an invitation before?
Well, I don't know.
I've never needed one.
Well, there you go.
Just listening. Oh, eavesdropping, I guess. Hello, everyone.
We were laughing so hard we were crying just a while ago. Did you miss that part?
No, I caught that. That's very funny, isn't it? Very funny. That's almost as funny as the airplane crash in, what was it, Los Angeles, I think, with the names.
Did it
the funny
wheel?
Name. Well, yeah, no, that was the funny it. Names of the pilots released.
So. Oh, that was San Francisco.
San Francisco, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And the pilots' names on board were, right, let me take out it, I think it's Something Wong, We Too Low, Holy Folk, and Ding Bang Ow.
That's too funny.
It's too funny, actually. I'm going to post a link here because I know we're all familiar with this story, but talk about too funny. This is fucking hilarious. I'm just after reading it, so I'll post the link and you see what you think.
Okay.
Now, hopefully that went through. Yeah. Does that come through?
Furious Costa Concordia.
Okay, I would recommend taking a couple of minutes just to read that because it's hilarious. Looks like a little midget in the photograph as well, your man. Francesco Schettino.
So, you know, why do they name him the Playboy Skipper? It's like they're trying to paint a certain persona.
Well, from my memory of the main story, he was like gallivanting up in the bridge, showing all the pretty ladies around, and he lost track of how close he was to shallow waters. And suddenly he just overturned the ship. But, I mean, if you're not getting the gist, I think you have to go down to the end to find out the jewel in this story. Is that there he is under investigation for manslaughter and negation of his duties and all this. And he suddenly turns up uninvited and gives a 2-hour lecture at a university on safety procedures. And it turns out later he just turned up 10 minutes before the lecture was about to go on, and he commandeered the stage. It's as you do when you're under
it's
severe
like
international investigation,
yeah.
You know.
It's like total artwork, right? Psyopery art.
It's hilarious. It's just the reason I I posted the link is because we know if you follow Clues Forum, Simon was down to see the, in inverted commas, wreck. So this is actual, I guess, fakery mixed with some level of reality. But the fact that this story is blatantly ridiculous. It's crazy. It's absolutely over the top. So it's, who believes this sort of stuff anymore? And I think as can be gauged from the Chinese story, even if you wanted to take some of these stories seriously, you can't. You know, they're just brimming with bullshit. Even for us fakeologists, they're just brimming with bullshit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the story as well, of course, it's by a guy called Nick Pisa, as in the Tower of Pisa, which was slightly leaning. We're not leaning as much as the Costa Concordia.
So funny.
I never read these sort of, I don't know what you call them.
Fluff pieces?
Yeah, but I was just thinking yesterday, can you imagine the number, especially with all the internet, all these newspapers being on the internet as well, can you imagine the number of people? I know you have a centralized, probably associated press or whatever, sending in the main stories, but can you imagine the number of people employed just around the different towns and cities in the different countries? It must add up to thousands just being employed on a full-time basis, making up bullshit news.
I know. Isn't that scary. Amazing?
It's kind of scary in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, also, I think, besides the bullshit, they'll take a real story and turn it into one. Mm-hmm. You know, so say...
Yeah, spin it and twist it. Yeah.
Right? And I think it's just, it's ripe for the picking, man. It's right there. You can say, like, people said, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, some guy was stabbed. Really? 20, you know, what was it, 33 people stabbed? Well, I don't know. There was blood. I don't know.
I don't think anyone was. I think that was just, it's like
130 wounded. This is done by four guys.
Yeah.
Right?
They must have had to chase people around to wound them. You know,
that's what it's funny.
Nobody managed to disarm any of them.
Come back here, you.
Come back here. You didn't get your stabbing. Get over here.
Stay still. I want to stab you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Where do you 20 want
more to go.
Over here. Yeah.
But I mean, if you think about it, in any incident, who goes around to count? You know, none of us would do that. No human, no person, you know, like when I was at the nightclub shooting, I didn't go around and go, were you shot? Were you shot? Oh, look, I didn't count. I only heard later they said five people. I saw two people myself. Actually, I saw three. I saw two people on the floor.
How do they say at least when, like, usually somebody's counting at the end. So why would they say at least, right?
Right.
Because it would be a definite number. It wouldn't be
maybe it's
approximate.
In case more succumb to the infection. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, figure out what they're saying, but, you know, who knows? But I don't know. It's like
they keep us really busy and distracted, and we just don't look, and we don't hear. We don't see what they say. It's just
so funny. But, you know, it is. Anybody there at the scene would not know the whole idea. I mean, you would have to be like an investigator. You'd have to, like, you know, cordon off the area, gather all the wounded, then count them, then find more wounded. But if you're just a citizen, you know, unless you're there, there's no way we don't count. You know, we don't see these small details.
The officials do. And then they report it.
And they're the officials. They know. We're not official. We don't know. We shouldn't know.
As a witness to something like that, you're out of there anyway. You're exit stage left quick as you hear something. I mean,
you're not sticking around for the details.
Yeah.
Peter, I mean, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell it.
When I was working in a place in England, a little factory producing, you know, just boards and that sort of stuff, there was a break-in. And it was this mad, just huge bang, you know, and he had all this shouting, get the fuck down, all this, you know. I'll tell you, the first thing anyone did was made it to the nearest door, like, because I just remember thinking in a situation like that, having a clue what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to take any risks with your life, potentially, because we knew there were shotguns involved as well. You're just going to get out of there and ask questions later. Feel a bit shitty for dashing off, but I think that's, you know, it's just you save your own skin at that stage. It'd be different if there was someone involved and you had to make a choice of being called to action or taking the easy way out. But your first gut reaction is just get the fuck out of there, which is what everyone did, except one guy, actually. And I later suspected that he was a sort of an insider in the hoist.
Right, because he didn't feel the need.
He didn't budge. Yeah, he didn't budge.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd only budge if I was, like, stuck behind something. Then you're like, get down and hide, but...
Yeah.
But then some people are frozen in fear, too, right?
Yeah, and he wasn't. Not many. He was as cool as a cucumber, that one guy. And I'll tell you, you take your time about coming back as well. You don't rush. Do you know the JFK footage where you see everyone rushing to the grassy knoll? That's bullshit. If you just witness that, say, imagine for a second it was true, and you witness that, you are running in every direction. Except in the direction from which the loud gunshots came from. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so. That was my own experience. I mean, the nightclub I was in was packed. I mean, it was a Saturday night, totally packed. And then, you know, you hear bullets whizzing past your head and someone yelled, he's got a gun. And then, like, I think they were gone before the women hit the ground. I mean, half the club was emptied. Before the two women who got shot hit the ground.
Self-preservation kicks in.
Well, yeah, why do you want to stay there? Yeah. All the women in my party were crying, oh, I could have got shot. I'm like, shut up and get out. And, you know, you don't want to hang around. You don't want to stay. We want to get out. I mean, most people left the entire building. There were gamblers and other
first and then get out.
Right? Well, everyone in the night.
Relax, let me finish my drink first.
Oh, because you don't know. You don't know how this guy's armed. You know how much more ammo he has. He just had one clip and that was it. So when he finished.
Exactly, because you haven't an idea yet.
Right. So you see these psyops where, like, especially the Batman shooting, those people were just chill hanging out afterwards. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? That would have been a deserted island. If that was real. Seriously, no one would have been there to even interview. There had another one where something, I forgot what had happened, but it's like an hour later, people are hanging around and getting interviewed. Baloney. I don't buy it for 1 minute. That's real then.
Yeah.
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 That brings you back to the likes of, we'll say, Robbie Parker's reaction and how just completely unnatural it would 100% come across to anyone who's been through any sort of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Your adrenaline's going and your voice is probably higher.
Well, yeah, sorry if you dare. I mean, yeah, in that situation, more so again because grief is after kicking in. You're supposedly after losing your daughter.
Right. And you're still not accepting of the reality in the whole situation, so.
Yeah, you'd be in a pool in the ground, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine any of us with a child. Mm-hmm. You're not going to – you know what? They say, hey, Robbie, can you do an interview? I'd say, how about fuck off? How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Take your face stick it up your ass.
Exactly. No, I'll do an interview.
Who said that?
Your face would be so swollen with tears and you just couldn't even function. You probably couldn't even walk.
Right? Yeah. If anyone who's had a death in the family or of a close friend, my God, an animal. I couldn't talk about my cat for 3 months without crying. Mm-hmm. Imagine a kid. There's, I heard people say, oh, people experience fear different ways or loss or whatever.
No.
It's like, no, they don't. No.
Mm-hmm. Like cats do, but they're not normal people.
No.
They deal with it in different ways. They don't experience it, especially in the early days.
Right. But you're right. It was for a reason. That's to tell us how we should respond to death. That's the whole reason he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. It's
do you buy
you're
that?
Going I don't, to respond.
I don't know. Kay, I don't know. I can't really buy that. How can that apply to anyone? I don't see how that's supposed to influence somebody who was directly involved in such a loss, you know.
And one kind of whether consciously or if you repeat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, whether
repeat
whether
it enough times,
or,
it would work in the end, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everything. I mean, don't we see all media? I mean, if we say all media is controlled, including movies, when loss happens or tragedy happens, we see the actors behave in a certain way, and we're supposed to behave in that certain way as well. Yeah. I feel
you
like
pick
it's
it up subconsciously, so
programming.
You don't think about it.
Uh-huh.
You do. I mean, we have to. If you have children who have no fathers, they tend to behave in a more violent manner because they watch, you know,
well,
certain people on TV.
Look at other cultures. Look at other cultures, the way they mourn the loss of their loved ones. You know, there's some people that do strange things when they experience death. So it's like, where do they learn that? And how do they just mysteriously pick that up? But I think a lot of it is, like you say, monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, in my husband's country, man, they wail. They get out of their system. They wail. And I've even read like studies that say wailing is awesome. You just get it out there. You're more emotionally healthy if you can wail.
Yes. Yeah, but that's a natural way of dealing with it. And I think
that's a healthy way in a sense. Yeah. Well, one of us is taught.
I think it's taught in us not to wail, maybe, Vidya, and bottle it all up, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter, I think you're right.
Be a man.
You bottle it up, you're stressed out, you're unhealthy emotionally.
Soak it up.
You're John Wayne or you're Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead, punk, get off of my horse.
Yeah. Or Jimmy Dean.
Oh, that was very good. Very good, Peter.
Thank you. My name is Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine.
Oh, that was very good, Jan.
No, it was Kathy. That was Kay.
See, he's trying to.
That was a little joke there. But I think, you know, I don't think in something like that you can sort of affect mass reaction. Again, if you know, that's a story to most people and goes in one ear and out the other. But when it comes, or God forbid it came to any of their own individuals suffering in similar terms, I don't think anything would sort of rub off, you know, subconsciously, and it would come to the fore, and it would help them deal easier than they would normally deal with such a devastating loss.
But maybe it takes years and or generations of conditioning, and this is their way of moving in that direction.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, I think people on here have somewhat of an idea about my stance in all of this, my somewhat positive, unrealistic stance. But again, I'm still there. It's that we're constantly, slowly but surely, being made aware of all these lies that the media have told in you know, going back throughout history.
Doesn't work on 99% of the population, though. So I can't see it making any difference.
Well, as you say, John, Jan, you know, maybe people are more tolerant of what you have to say now than they might have before. I certainly find that to some degree, in some cases to big degrees. And I think, you know, that's gradually
that's
changing.
That's positive. I do agree with that one. But it's not in any numbers. I don't think it's going to...
No. But again, it's like the 100 monkey effect. When you get thrown with so much... it's just going to take one extra story or whatever to just snap you out of the fog, and then you're free to look back and everything else, and with the new goggles, and that's the way
I
see it still. Anyway.
I don't think the owners of this system wants the slaves to get free.
No. Yeah. That means they would have to give up some power.
It's not going to happen. They'd rather kill us than make us have any type of freedom.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, Jan, that our owners aren't one group. It's more like a consortium of cooperating groups.
Probably.
Yeah, it's like in the mafia movies. It's a bunch of families cooperating.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yeah. Well, they have meetings now and then. Just the latest.
But don't you... So it's families and then new groups emerge, and don't you think they have to deal with the new groups?
It's always been families. Always, it's always families.
So how do the families with, like, the FBI and the CIA, you know, and other countries' powerful intelligence-gathering groups?
I think it's one intelligence gathering group. I don't think it's. I don't think they're separate.
Then you think the family controls the CIA?
It's a few probably families very much like
own,
a business.
Own the CIA.
Yeah.
So, like, a few families own operate the U.S. government, which then in turn, like, kind of operates the CIA or the FBI.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's always been so like
you,
that.
You think they're, like, white business. European,
no.
right?
No.
So then how do these families, like, deal with China or the, you know, other countries?
There are no countries anymore.
Yeah.
The corporation. We are under the United Nations and the IMF. It's all one
right.
big, huge conglomerate of bankrupt corporations that we are dealing with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you have, like, China people, I mean, China government, I mean, there is that big giant thing. So who deals with the Chinese government people part of it?
I think there's a
same thing as over there,
government underneath all of the power.
Yes. It's just a storefront.
Yeah.
So China is just, it's just like a store.
Yeah, sure.
And
United States is a store.
And then they just, they're running all
the
stores.
And the chain of stores have a board of directors and owners.
Yeah.
Right. So they make stores fight against each other, but they buy all the equipment from the same people, fight, so no matter what.
They have backroom deals.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
But they're white families.
White? No, they're different colors.
Thinking? Oh, they're all different families. So there could be Chinese families, you're saying.
Yeah, there are a few Chinese families as well, yes.
They're probably the ones that gave up the ownership of the corporation.
Do you think it's like the mob families? Or, I mean, how do you how that
it's,
works?
It functions in the same way as you would see in mob movies.
Like
same
the Trilateral
concept.
Commission? Is that what you're thinking?
That's management. That's not ownership.
Mm-hmm. So the Trilateral Commission is, again, managed.
Upper management, yeah.
And then the government's managers, upper, okay. What about, like, African families?
No, I don't think there are any African owning this.
Maybe the German Africans.
It feel like it, right? If you look where the power's coming from, that's
it's the merchant families from the northern part of the Italian peninsula, and it's the Dutch former owners of the Dutch East India Company, and you have a few Chinese families as well, and there probably are some Arab families from Arabian Peninsula, I think.
Okay.
And a couple from what is now Israel. Fake Jews.
Fake Jews?
Yeah, they are.
Right.
European
fake
Jews.
Just water and sugar, but a flavoring. That's fake Jews.
They call themselves Jews. They're not.
What are they really?
They're Eastern Europeans, or rather from Asia.
Yeah.
Former Khazar people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did you see my son?
Who were
equestrian. On horses?
Yes.
You mean? Yeah.
Yeah. The Khazar Empire was the biggest empire ever. It reached all the way from the Black Sea to all the way to the other side of Russia and down into China.
Did you say the Khazarian Empire?
Yes.
Is there stuff on the internet about it?
You can hardly find anything. That's why. Try to find good stuff about the Khazarian Empire or the Persian Empire or about the Dutch East India Company. Try to find any good info on that. nothing there.
And I'd like to make
well, I guess it
about,
depends.
Go ahead.
These families own the shit, so they decide if they're going to be on the internet or not. That's hardly anything to find on a topic.
Hmm. I was just going to say, if you've ever seen the movie Borat, I think it's probably, well, you've probably seen it here. Have you not seen it, Fadir? It's definitely one to watch if you hadn't seen it. But the main character, Sacha Baron Cohen, is a Jew himself. But he comes from a country. Well, if you haven't, you've seen it, so Jan. But if you haven't seen it, you probably mightn't get.
Oh, I know. He's an official, and he comes to America.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
And tries to acclimate.
I like you. he gets it. It's quite funny, actually.
He's playing a character, but he puts himself in real life situations as that character as the movie progresses. Yes. So like he got in an RV, a recreational vehicle.
Or so we're told, right?
College kids. Right. And they didn't know he was an actor. They thought he was him. And so he Jew hates the entire movie. Wow. He hates on Jews. And so he gets people to hate on Jews with him. And it's really bizarre. I mean, it's funny. He's a funny character. But, you know, as an American, when I watched it, I see what the herd does. Right. But.
Yeah, I mean,
but you cringe. I mean, dude, he could have said the same thing about Africa or, you know, Asians. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get idiots to agree with you, whatever you say.
But the funny thing is, it's a very funny movie and it's kind of very unique, I guess, and it has won lots of awards. But he's a Jew himself. But in the movie, he represents an ambassador from Kazakhstan, right? So. Mm-hmm. It starts off with him leaving his country and arrive at the end, and it finishes up with him arriving back home in his country. And you'd swear for all the world it was this backward sort of, and that's the way it goes on throughout the movie as well, that, you know, incestuous relationships aren't uncommon, and it's like a pig farm everywhere and all this sort of stuff. The latest technology there is something the West got rid of in the 1970s or something, you know. But the funny thing is, it turns out when you Google Kazakhstan, and especially the capital, I can't think of the name of it now.
Astana.
That's it, Jan. Fucking fantastic. The polar opposite from how he would represent it, right? Or how he has represented it in the movie. So I think there's
I didn't know it was actually a country. I thought it was like, it sounded like that, but it was a different country.
No, it is actually a country. Yeah. It's a big country as well, and it's a fantastic country. I think it's.
I thought his character came from a
name, though.
Yeah, I thought it came from a not from that particular country, but one that sounded similar.
No, country. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's
the sixth largest country in the world when it comes to the physical size of it.
And the point being.
Oh my God! But they spelt it differently, yeah. But it sounds like Kazakhstan.
So it is the same country.
K-H.
Yeah. They just put the A. So here's the difference in the spelling, so I'm going to drop it in.
Okay.
Wait. There's a link. Is it an actual place? Hold on.
Oh, no, I thought it was
It is an actual place.
It is a place. And that's
I thought it was like a fictional genre.
Oh no!
It's not.
And that's it's the polar opposite. It's the polar opposite to how he represented it in the movie. You know, it's filled with wonder. It's like a paradise on earth. You know, for all intents and purposes. So, I personally
think
that's
there's two countries. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that that's. I think that that's the kind of the new world headquarters of the. Let's call it the NWO or something. You have. Complete with pyramids and everything. If you just Google image it, you'll see some fantastic sights, you know.
There, the one Kazakhstan is spelled like Khazar. With the K-H at the beginning.
Yeah.
But this Boratskistan just starts with a K. Wow, there's two of them. Wait. I don't think they're... Why did I think Kazakhstan was H-A? Not? There's only one Kazakhstan?
I'm pretty sure that's the place he was talking about.
Wow.
I thought it was like a fictional place.
No, and I'm pretty sure there was fake sort of backlash from the diplomats from that country, you know, just a fake story.
Wow, that were attached to it. But it is,
and the fact that he is now so prominent in Hollywood, and he is a Jew, and he is downing the Jews. Throw the Jew down the well is one of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you wonder what the backstory is,
and the fact that the Jews are the Khazars, and the fact that Kazakhstan is, as it turns out, totally opposite to what he would have portrayed it in the movie. So It's very, it's pretty
interesting. All right, it is. Yeah, you're totally right. It is Kazakhstan, and it's the Kazakhstan from Borat. It is the actual country.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, and if you, bizarre. Yeah,
if you Google images, again, look at the fantastic nature of, it's like a paradise on earth, you know. And
Kazakhstan?
I think I remember reading, yeah, Kazakhstan, and I remember reading that it's the new base, or someone hinting that's the new base for the new world order. And just on the same subject, actually, I was, Jan, have you heard anything about the Venetian families up in sticks and moving to Vietnam? I heard that a couple of years ago as well.
Yes, they have, all of them.
Yeah,
they moved to Asia like 10-15 years ago.
Well, I wonder what they know, eh?
Well, they write the book, so they will probably know what's in it.
Very interesting.
Well, Kazakhstan looks like it's like the steppes of Russia kind of countryside. Got like the Mongol warriors.
Yeah, south of Russia. Yeah, the Mongols were a part of the Khazaran Empire.
Well, then I'm confused about Jews coming from Khazarians.
That European Jews are from the Khazaran Empire. They are all of these tribes you see on the map I put into the chat here.
Okay. So what, all the tribes then changed religion at one time in Europe?
No, they had similar religions, but they reinvented the Jewish religion in the 16th century and put on the population of these former Khazarian people the new Jewish religion, which is totally fake and brand new. Like the religion, they were kind of Talmudic, but
it's not as old as we think. You're telling me it appears.
No, the whole concept of being Judeo-Christian is ridiculous.
Oh.
Bible is a mix of these people's religious book and the Talmud and the original Bible. So it's three religions put into one book. That is why it's so confusing, and Christians are so confused, I think.
Right. Oh, we can't together. Make any sense. Yeah, hard to
of
make
course,
sense of it.
When you put three religions into one book and say, this is one religion, of course people get confused. Each by themselves, they probably were good.
Well, so, how come this Khazaria is spelled different? Is that just an English translation problem? Because this Khazaria starts K-H-A-Z. But the wiki says K-A-Z-A.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I have noticed a few different spellings of it as well, but I'm pretty sure it's just one in the same place.
Yeah, okay. If you go into Old English, you can see that people could write their name any way they wanted to. So, like, this strict thing with you have to write a thing like this, it's quite new phenomenon. Like, dictionaries are quite new as well.
Right.
That's a rule that you have to write it this way. It didn't used to be like that.
Oh, my God. Have you got an old movie? That's so funny you said that, Jan, about how the dictionary's being wrote. You know, it's like the way you say it, it's very suspicious, right? When they write a dictionary. I think there's some movie like a Marilyn Monroe movie. It's that area where it's these gentlemen in coats, they're all writing the dictionary. And they're very delicate gentlemen, and then they're very portly, friendly, and very intelligent. You know, they're all sitting in this big room with these books on the wall, and then the escapades she goes through with these, like, eight men or whatever the number is. But I, you know, my whole life that set in my brain how dictionaries are written. That one movie. I'm like, oh, an old man put this in here. Even today, I think, when I think, you know, how the dictionary got written, I don't even assume they could have done it for some ulterior motive.
It used to be called encyclopedia before it was called dictionaries.
Well, that's why, Kay, if you go into court, any word that you use, you'd be almost sure that the meaning that the judge is using is the polar opposite, and you know that's
exactly.
How
and they change the meaning all the time, the definition of words.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to stress absolutely everything, absolutely, in almost in a sense, kind of stamp your own definition on a word, you know, the way there's no room left for assumption or presumption or referral back to a previous a dictionary edition.
This is our opinion, our definition of this word, so
yeah,
if you haven't... Yeah.
If you don't say any different, totally if you agree. Don't contradict us, we'll yes. go with ours, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Right. Wow. Dang it. Yawn. Now one more thing is fake.
Yawn. Shattering more illusions.
Dang it.
I'm down.
All right.
No, it's all got to go, eh? Every bit of that. Every bit of the stinking pile. It's got to be shifted and upturned.
I have a picture of one of the doges from Venice, and on the painting there's a banner with a lot of words on it just coming out of his mouth, so they are the originals of the power of words, so now to manipulate people and paint pictures in their minds by using language. And that is the strength of the Venetian Empire. They are,
Venetian.
They
Venetian.
Are black magicians, and they are the originators of all deception and psychological management of the world, where it comes from. Words are more powerful than weapons.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Although, if you have a few Chinese guys handy with swords on your side.
If you got that, man, you protected.
Yeah, they'd beat the shit out of any words.
Evil knife terrorists.
In a city near you.
Yes.
You know, my sister...
In the future, the only legal thing to have is a spoon. Can't have people having knives in their house.
And they've been doing that in China. They have that. We even were looking at some of the reports, and some of my friends go to China for business. They're like, there's a lot of provinces where there's no knives allowed anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, they tell you like how big the knife is and you can't have it or how little.
Wow.
But then we were joking. I mean, what else could they kill you with? A ton of things. And, you know, a farmer implement. It's clearly some sort of crowd management.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, right?
What obliges, this is my question again, not to get into it, but what obliges you as a free and living being to obey such silly rules, especially if you're living in areas where you might need some sort of equipment like that, you know?
The threat at being locked up, the threat at losing my freedom is what obliges
approval
me.
As well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do as the other herd animals do. Or
and again, this is where the name fraud comes into things as well. You know.
But sure.
Expand on that. You know, if you agree to be the name, then you're acting in fraud automatically. You're agreeing to being a part of their system and following club rules. You know.
You have to understand that you don't own anything in this world.
Yeah. Yes.
Except your free will and your. Your mind. Well, that's
exactly.
Your
and the space your body occupies. Yeah, exactly. Well said, my Norwegian friend.
I own nothing.
But yeah, there's
my only possessions are my free will and my soul, and that's it.
Beautiful. Well, your body as well, Jan, or do you hire that out half the time?
No, I have a exclusive use of my body. I don't own it.
Yeah. That's good. Like it.
When my soul leaves this place, I leave my body behind. So I cannot take it with
me. Beautiful. You won't want to anyway.
No.
I guess it's depending.
15 trillion cells, and I don't need them in my afterlife. Whatever it's going to be.
You can do without a few of those.
Yeah. Probably worn out by then.
Possess it. Even down to your body, exactly. That's a vehicle which will be left behind when your soul passes on.
I believe in reincarnation, so I think I will come back in.
And then by representing the name, you're representing a legal dead entity, you see, which has no soul. And therefore, these corporations, which we agree that the world consists of corporations,
and
can deal with you. Yeah,
this whole system is bankrupt. It's very special.
Yeah, the debt system, but the living can only deal with the living, and then these dead corporations can only deal with dead corporations, which is where the name and the birth certificate comes in. You know? But not to get bogged down in that area anyway, we can move on from there. See what happened the last time that started.
Oh, you a troublemaker.
No,
I was gonna say,
not
you're very brave, Peter. You want to go there again?
That one,
no.
It's very... very devious and very cleverly done. That's why it's hard to understand it.
What I'm trying to get at, Jan, is as living souls, we are not accountable or under the jurisdiction of any other man or living soul. You know, we have ultimate freedom. So someone cannot tell you under natural law that you cannot carry a knife for your own protection.
But
it's your own conception. You can live in your own mind.
Well, no, you can extend that. You can assert that freedom, you know. But again, you have to disassociate yourself from the name, which is a different entity than what you really are. But we can drop it there. We'll go there.
Most police will kick your ass and throw you in jail if you refuse to give them your slave identity.
And there
you
get
say
your
hospitals?
Freedom.
Huh?
Did you say hospitals, Jan?
Police.
Oh, police, yeah.
This trained the uniform.
Peter, let me tell you what happened to my friend. Okay? She's been having mental problems lately. And she's about 40. And she ended up in some neighbor's house upstairs looking around. The police came and they said, they told her you have to identify yourself. You know, who are you? What are you doing here? And she goes, I don't know. What am I doing here? Because, you know, she's like having mental issues. I mean, like serious. She's not really figuring out what's going on. So she won't tell them her name. So they take her to jail and she spends 4 days in jail. Four. Nobody knows where she is. Not her father, not her mother, not her son. Nobody. Her husband doesn't know. 4 days in jail because she refused to identify herself.
Police are sanctioned kidnappers. That's what they are.
Because, you know what? Had she been there for drugs, it would have wore off in a 24-hour period and she would have been sane. So it clearly wasn't drugs. They didn't take into account she might have mental illness. 4 days in the same clothes.
But she's acting... So there is a mental illness there, and she didn't remember her name. So she, you know, she couldn't, like, you know, do you know what I mean? That's not...
But they didn't think she was mentally ill. They just thought she was not giving up her name, right?
Yeah, they just thought she wasn't giving up her name. She's like...
Yeah, but...
So there's your theory in action.
But did the police know that they themselves are mentally ill? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, the police don't know they're ill, and she didn't know she was ill, and the police didn't know.
Seriously, the mind of the police are a mental illness. It's a severe one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
these people need help.
Yeah. Well, as someone pointed out that if you have an IQ above a certain level, you just don't get into the police.
90. In the States.
90, oh gosh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too good, does it?
You're too clever for this job, mate. You have to go somewhere else.
Well, there's no escaping. You know, whatever you do, your soul has to pay a price, I believe, Jan. So whatever the illusion that they have some sort of a power over you. And look, it's not an easy road. This road is not easy, Kinaid. But the problem with your friend there, I would say, is that maybe if she didn't give a name, she probably came across in other ways as non-compos mentis, like, you know, and can't speak about that situation. But there have been situations where, and there's more and more now, because people are standing up and not giving the name. And okay, I've done it myself. I spend the night in prison because I wouldn't give the name, and there's consequences for it. But I don't represent the legal name anymore. I did so under fraud. But anyway, that doesn't mean that, you know, it's a sort of a magic wand. It's a genie out of a bottle, immediate sort of...
Far from it.
Yeah. No, you have to know what that means. You have to know who you are. Like Jan said there, I believe the same. I'm a living soul. And I will stand in that truth, and no matter what you have to throw at me, you're still engrossed in a system. You're not behaving under natural law, though, if you do anything, do me wrong, you know. And that's just the way you have to go. You just have to face, make a deal with yourself. Do you know certain is, and I'm just speaking for myself, I know this is the truth. No, this is how they've enslaved us, and I have to stand in that no matter what's to come. Okay, there might be a threat of days, you know, incarcerated, but it's just, you know, otherwise I'm acting in fraud and I'll be admitting to something that I know I'm not. So whatever's to come, I'll face it. But again, just to finish, a guy did that. It's and it's all documented on air as well. 34 days, he was driving in his car. Michael McLean is his name in America. He was driving his car without, purposefully, without a license, I think without tags and that sort of stuff. Police stopped him. He wouldn't give a name, and he just stuck with his guns all the way through. And again, there's lots been written about this, you know. But he stuck with his guns all the way through. He spent 34 days. This is only recently in the last couple of months. 34 days in prison. Now he was facing potentially, and based on the 34 yen, I think. What you like into that, I guess. Upshot of it was, I mean, he was facing, under loads of intimidation, loads of threats, he was facing like 99 years in prison or whatever. That's the threats, sort of threats that shoot him. But he refused to yield. On the 34th day, he was brought into court. Not a word was said, and he was released free of charge. His clothes waiting for him.
Interesting.
So, you know, and that is all documented. And he goes through his whole account. It's so okay. 34 days is a long spell, and it would put most people off. But again, he stood by his guns. He believes in what he believes or what he knows. And so that's just one. But the system is the system. It's been built up over many years, and that's just one option. To me, I think that's the overall key. I think there is some sort of divine law, universal law that has to be obeyed. It's just like sort of they tell us in the movies what they're going to do beforehand. Some sort of law or system like that that has to be obeyed. And yeah, we're voluntary slaves for the most part.
Oh yeah, we live under voluntary servitude, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Wow, look at the people who don't know. Look at the homeless. Oh my God. I don't know where you're supposed to go. That's the question. How do you escape voluntary servitude?
Well, you decide. I mean,
hard.
Just in general, yeah. No matter, I've always said, no matter what your circumstances are now, we can imagine a situation where it wouldn't take very much to drastically disimprove your circumstances, whether it be a phone call from a loved one who was in some sort of an accident, God forbid, or anything, a million and one different things, you know. I guess if you break away from the matrix, from the illusion, you might find that the number of options that become available to you increase, you know. Just depends, I guess, on how far you really want to take it, or one wants to take it. No doubt it's not easy. It's not an easy route.
The truth is that you are a slave, Neo.
Yeah. Actually, talking about the matrix, I just Googled the Wachowski brothers, just to see. I hadn't watched movies, or I don't have a television or anything like that, so I fancied watching a few movies. But one interesting one that I started watching is Cloud Atlas. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but
is that about reincarnation?
I'm into about the first 3/4 of an hour, okay, and it's pretty good, so I'm looking forward to getting through it. And I think you could be right, yeah. Don't ruin it for an hour or anything.
I just ruined it for you.
No, I guess that there's a few characters playing the same roles in different lifetimes, but you know, I have a whole lot of more.
Well, yeah,
to go,
if you've
you know.
Already, yeah, if you've seen that already, it's not like I'm giving away anything, but
yeah, but I just thought it would be an intro, considering what they offered up with the Matrix. When that movie was only a couple of years ago, I thought it'd be an interesting one to watch.
Right. Speaking of the Matrix, I'm going to bring up John Rappaport again. Okay, just keep bringing up my references here. But he has a collection I don't know. I was thinking of buying it or not. His Matrix collection, you know, like, welcome to the Matrix. You know, and he gives away little bits and pieces of his, like, he knows about news fakery and, you know, about virus fakery and things like that. And he talks about it quite often. I don't know if he thinks exactly like fakeologists do, but have any of you read his Matrix collection?
Nope.
No, not me.
Wondering if I should buy it or not.
Expensive, is it?
I don't know. Did I look at how much it cost? I don't think it's too much. It's an ebook, you know. They're like, I bought a few. They can go anywhere from $12 to like, I don't know, $39, $40. Not too expensive.
Well, I mean, I think if you haven't delved deeply into the Matrix and the unraveling of it, from what I've heard of him, he'd probably be a good man to listen to heed.
Right. And if none of us have ever like read it, maybe he's got like all this shit figured out and we're just dumbasses trying to like, what? He's got it all figured out. All we had to do was read it. I don't know. I make fun of myself sometimes.
But I mean, there's so many of these people who take us so far, but yet adamantly no further.
Right? How many have I read that went to a point then stopped? Right? And I guess maybe that's my fear. He'll go to that point and just stop right there. No, keep going, John.
Do you want to go all the way, Kay? That might be a dangerous place to go as well. You do remember the ending of Indiana Jones #4. Was it the Stones of Crystal? Or, no, not the Golden Stones.
Oh, my God.
Indiana
right?
Jones and his Golden Stones.
Well, I'm sure his stones are gold by now. He's got enough money. But the crystal aliens, what? Crystal skull.
Yeah, the crystal skull.
Crystal skull, yeah. Which were aliens.
Yeah, and the German wished for all this information and her head exploded.
That's right. It just went boom.
You don't want your head to explode, Kay. You've seen what happened the last time that started. I think 9/11 exploded many a heads, really. It was a delayed reaction, though. It's funny that my head exploded with 9/11 when I found out that it was fake. It wasn't actually real.
Wasn't that bizarre? It was so bizarre when you first realize that.
Crazy.
You know, my sister and me, we were talking about like when we first learned something, you know, like 9/11 was a liar. You know, what parts of it? You know, we'll be up late at night walking around our kitchen. They're like, I know too much. They're going to come for me. I know too much.
I fucking can relate exactly. When I came across Dmitry Kalazal theorizing with the thermonuclear bombs placed beneath the two buildings and, you know, all the sort of, his links always getting pulled down. I send that information onto a few people via email and I was shitting myself after sending it off that I went to a few people and asked them, just please don't open that email.
Right.
It's loaded with.
Done.
We lose Peter. Wow, did you guys ever feel like that? Vidir, did you ever feel like that?
Feel like what?
Like when you learn something, you're like, what? Now I'm in trouble. Now I know that. And they know I know because I went to their, I'm in trouble now.
That's how I felt when I woke up.
We do young morning. Yeah, we feel like that. We're like, holy cow.
We are no danger here because nobody will listen to us. So they don't give a fuck what we say.
Like, yeah, we're the.
But I don't know that.
As you were going through the process, that by Jan, now. As you were learning this shit yourself, did you not have fears that, you know, you're after learning too much here, or you hope there isn't a knock on your door?
No, never had that.
Well, you're the coolest. You're the coolest Norwegian on the Fakeology board, Jan. That's for sure.
I mean, seriously, we need like an open letter to fakeologists.
This is why they don't care about you.
Right, so don't worry about it. Nobody's coming for you. You're good to go.
Yeah, they could give a rat's ass.
Worst case scenario, they're going to put you in a loony bin.
Yeah.
But see, it is that secret fear we have. And I love just bringing this out into the open and talking about it. We all share this fear we don't talk about.
They've shown us. I'm at the...
You dropping off, Vidir.
And how do you do that? Sorry.
You just drop... You're dropping off just a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to switch my
phone.
Underwear?
I could have said anything. She said, I'm going to switch my... I should have said underwear. I mean, that
would have been funnier.
Okay, I'm switching. Keep my hair in echo for a second.
Switch underwear away.
Switch underwear.
Go. Things are heating
No,
up.
My point was is that if they showed up at my door, I'd be so excited because I could interview them and find out how they do half of the crap that they do and why they do. You know, I'd be just like so more into them than they would be into me.
Oh, what a great opportunity. You're welcome. You want a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Talk about this. This is so cool. You found me.
Yoo-hoo.
Seriously, you need $20,000 for a lawyer now if they find you. I don't think it's going to be happy. Ooh, I got a good story for you guys about the FBI. So, you know, I'm part of the Arab Muslim community here in Washington, and we have dinners, what do you call that? Fundraisers for CARE. Mm-hmm. You know what CARE is? It's like the Red Cross. No.
Oh, yeah. I think you had mentioned that. Yeah, where they have parties for...
Let me drop foundation. You a link.
Yeah, you told us about that before.
Yeah, it's a Council on Arab-Islamic Relations.
Right.
Uh-huh. So let me drop that link in. This is a really good story. Mm-hmm. Oh, what did I just do? Oh. Sorry.
What are we going to do when you go back to work?
Oh, life's going to be sad.
Yeah.
Going to be lonely. So we have these dinners, and CARE is like, you know, they're like a human rights kind of, civil rights kind of group. So what will happen is a woman gets fired from her job because she wears a hijab or a scarf around her head. Mm-hmm. So then they come in and they say, hey, this is against the laws of the country you live in, so you can't fire her for that. So they're like they're an advocacy group as well for like citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, we've been around, like, especially these guys did a lot of good work that we saw, you know, in our state, like mm-hmm. when people were harassed or fired because they were Arab, mm-hmm. especially after 9/11, right. They came and they said, you know what, this is an important person in your community, and you know, you might want to rethink firing them, and you know, they believe in America and they're here to stay, and you know, they don't want to do you any harm, things like
right.
that. You know, they're real calm about how they do stuff. Well, we get guest speakers. Once we had this one guest speaker, and he told his story, and I think it's true. And mm-hmm. it was a warning to all of us about opening your door to the FBI.
Oh, I think I heard something on that.
Never open your door to an FBI agent. Just don't do it. Because if you're Arab or you're Muslim and they're knocking at your door, they're going to use you as a patsy. That's common knowledge. We have stories of guys the FBI tried to recruit. They were telling us, yeah, he tried to recruit me, but I tried not to. You know, he threatened my family. He threatened everything. And he said he was going to pay me. But, you know, I knew another brother, you guys, you know, down the road that you guys told him to do stuff, and he's gone now. He's missing. You know, I'm not going to be, no. I mean, so when the FBI comes to our community, we shut our doors, we lock them, we pull down the shades, because mm-hmm. it's bad news bears.
Right.
So this one guy, his story was the FBI came knocking at his, first they called
him. And how do you know that they really are the FBI? You know, who knows that they're not someone using people? Yeah.
Right. This is right. Anyone is bad, but the FBI is just as bad, what they do to these people. So he got a phone call. Yeah, this is the FBI. We'd like to talk to you. Can we meet you at your home? Right.
Well, thank you.
So the guy says, yeah, okay. I'll be there in like an hour, because he was commuting. So the more he drove, the more he thought about it. Well, maybe I better call somebody. So he called his lawyer. This guy has enough money. He's got like, you know, he knows a lawyer. The lawyer's like, oh my God, do not meet him in your home. Do not meet him in your home. That's the last thing you want to do, because then they can say things or do things to get you hooked in. Tell him this. You'll meet him at a Starbucks with your lawyer. So he called them back and he said that, and the FBI is like, oh, well, no.
We
no
got to change the plans. Yeah,
yeah, we got to change the plans. Yes, yeah, we got something else, so we'll do that later. And they called him a couple times after that, trying to meet him at his home. Once they came to his home and knocked, they had to pretend like they weren't there.
Right.
Like, what does he know that they know? He doesn't even know. What do they want from him? Because they won't meet him with this lawyer. Because they're dirty people. So our community's like, because of this care, I don't want to blame them, but I'm like, thank you. It's like, if this is legit, you can say it in front of my lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all these Arabs, you know, we know from friends of friends of friends. How if, you know, like, some of the Arabs that are in the news right now, and what we know of them is not at all like they're saying, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close. So, I mean, we're like, maybe we just don't know. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking, because I couldn't hope it was a lie before. I'm like, no, that's convenient. Now you guys are like, maybe it is. Hey, maybe it is all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, I guess, that they can use real people in their dirty dealings.
And I'm sure fake people use real people in their dirty dealings all the time and say that they're, like, how would you ever really know if they actually were who they say they are?
Right? How would you ever know? There's no possible way to know.
If you could call up the organization and say, is there a John Smith that works there? And I'm sure they'll say, oh, yeah.
Right?
But how do you really know that that's the,
yeah. Anyways, so that's okay. My first-hand FBI story there. That's second-hand. Yeah, second-hand.
Well, I have to call it tonight.
Or a morning?
Yeah.
Or a day?
Yeah, it's...
What time is it there, Jan?
11.
It's 11, right. Why are you throwing out those occult numbers at us?
It's 6:45 here.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Whoa. Whoa.
I know. It's like he spent the whole night with us, two women.
So,
and Peter.
So, Peter, you're not far behind, right? What's your time zone, Peter?
One hour earlier.
He's at tonight.
5:45, he's at, I think.
You're 5:45?
Yeah, I'm one hour.
What do you guys
behind.
Do? You sleep through the day and you're up all night. Do you ever get any vitamin D?
Yeah. Been a good summer.
Yeah.
I'm not awake every night.
Okay.
And me too.
My fault that the interesting people have such a fucked up time zone.
All the cool people.
Yeah.
You gotta,
seriously, talk about divide and conquer.
He's like living in the Pacific Standard Time. That's what he's on.
Right. Oh, right.
Greenwich Mean Time. Oh, yeah. Pacific
we are
Greenwich Mean Time here. Yeah, that's
what.
Plus one.
We're miles away from the Pacific, yeah, and I should have known.
Not on the phone.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's more, like, a fakeologist on coastal areas than inland.
Yeah, I think so.
We get more clean air or more time to think or what?
Well, here in Norway, the most close-minded people are the one living in further inland. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I know, because I don't know.
More population? Heavily populated?
No, most of the population lives on the coastline.
So maybe it's the denser the population, the more open-minded you are.
Yeah, but, I guess.
You have less fear.
Yeah, sure. People on the small places are the most skeptical to foreigners and often people living in the capital of Oslo.
Because they're fed all that fear porn all day long, and then a stranger comes along, and it's like...
Ooh. He has a beard. He must be a terrorist.
Yeah,
ooh.
He's a terrorist. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a weird feeling. You know, I used to wear a scarf, like, as a Muslim woman, like, for 15 years.
Yes.
And mostly, though, people react nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
If you rewind 100 years back, most Christian women wore the same kind of scarf as Muslims.
They always. Well, my grandparents, all the Ukrainian people, called them babushkas.
Yes.
Right, babushkas.
Yeah.
Hey, babushka, babushka, babushka. What does that mean, actually?
I think it's a grandmother. Wears a scarf. Don't they like scarf. Today in Spain? They still wear it, and like in the countryside, and sure. Like in Ukraine in the countryside.
Yeah, I think they still do. Yeah, but they still do in my old church that I used to go to all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing that women cover themselves up and don't
show their hair.
Dress themselves up as sluts
with their hair.
No, but you understand what I mean.
No comments.
It all started with that Britney Spears girl.
Are you assuming the deer and I don't dress like that? Is that what you're assuming right now?
Hey, yeah, you know,
actually, you're assuming something pretty big there.
Yeah.
You just made that jump. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what happens when you assume, Jan?
She spends a lot of time in the garden in her Daisy Dukes, so, right?
And you wear your bikini to work, right, Vadir?
Yeah, halters all the time.
Yeah,
Daisy Dukes on this side of the water, Jan? I don't know.
She's been at every slut walk that has been arranged.
Hey, you know what? I see some pretty slutty men, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So it goes both ways. So we don't know if you're wearing your shorty shorts, too, so...
yeah, Jan.
Yes.
That's how he gets his vitamin D all at once.
I wear the same outfit as that Cohen guy.
The bathing suit. Okay. That's a real visual.
Yes.
That is so funny.
That's the way it goes.
Peter's strangely silent on this one.
Oh, gosh. I have to keep pressing the space bar to laugh.
You're pushed to talk. That's Pavlovian for you, right? That's just torture.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for the talk, and we'll probably talk again at some later point, I guess.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for the laugh, guys.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Good stuff.
It was great therapy.
Yeah, it's good to laugh.
These are serious issues, but we have to laugh about it.
Yeah.
If not, we're going to lose it, I think.
We'll have to come up with our ideas for our B-movie on the train.
Yeah. But watch out for the knife.
The Arab ninja terrorists.
I love how the Chinese were Muslim. I mean, that's like the best story of the year. They got it all in there. I mean, they were just missing global warming.
It's the country in the world who has most Muslims.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, because it's
a big part of the population. And,
yeah.
Especially in the Hunan province.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Very good with a knife.
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously, by the stories we read. Yeah.
They got an 80% kill rate. That is awesome. You guys are good.
In the West, you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. In China, you're born with a sharp blade in your hand. That accounts for so many one-child families.
Yeah, all the dangers. Yeah. You can never let the kids go out and play with each other.
It keeps succumbing to the knife. Oh, no.
Well, I guess I'll say goodnight.
Okay, Vadir.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
You too. Okay. Goodnight, Vadir.
Bye-bye.
I should probably go too.
This is a good jumping off point.
Right, it is. It is.
Yeah. Do you listen to, just by the way, do you listen to any of the previous chats? There's an awful lot to go through, isn't there?
There are. I just need to know if I'm on one or not, because, like, I don't want to redo it. It's just weird listening to yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? I'll listen to myself, and then I'm like, ooh, why did I say that? Or, you know.
I think we all have the same issue, really, but I guess, I mean, if you're not used to hearing your own voice, lots of people aren't, I suppose, but I am. I'm one who am, you know. I have my own recorder and tape songs throughout the years, so it's not too much of a jarring experience for me, but I can understand. I still don't like it too much, but I can understand how jarring it might be if you hadn't heard your voice or weren't familiar with the sound of your voice.
Right. It's good, though. It's I try to get my kids used to being on tape, you know, that same thing. It's like, you know, we used to play games with when we got the video recorder. We just do like little shows in front of it. And, you know, the first time they look at their self, they feel shy. But then they need to keep looking at their self. Mm. Like, that's you. Love yourself. That is you, man. And you are beautiful and wonderful. And, it, you know, celebrate yourself. Don't be shy of yourself. Don't be fearful or afraid.
Yeah. Excellent advice. Excellent advice. I tried to say the same to my own son, you know, but brilliant, yeah. Brilliant.
And it did help, you know. They're not kids to be afraid to go order a hamburger with the, you know, they're not. I think that's what the elites have on us, is they have that, the way to instill confidence in their children.
I think so.
I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way. You know, like the English boarding schools. Oh, Lord. What a hideous creation. So I would call that the bad way.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And that's not to mind any of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, like, which I've heard a few stories.
Yes.
It's pretty nasty stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think we all have. It's, I mean, if you start to research, you inevitably run into it.
Yeah. So, again, it's about, of course, one love that's not taught, well, Catholicism anyway, or Christianity as it's been taken over, is self-love. And that's where it all has to begin and end, you know?
Exactly. Don't you think the way the elites, the way they're so sure, even like super rich people, they seem so sure in their actions. They seem so, I don't know, is it because they're in the know or...
Yeah, but again, it's all facade. Okay, I think for the most part, we're all the same thing, you know. You strike us, we bleed, we hurt, you know. So when you cut it down to the core, we're all the same. A lot of it is certain smoke and mirrors and posturing and but yeah, of course, it is intimidating when you encounter somebody who speaks well, looks well. You kind of tend to reflect on yourself. You know, diminish yourself to a certain degree. But then, you know, again, once you get older and you realize that this is a sort of a core to yourself, or you realize who you are yourself, you know, then I think you'll have that confidence that you might be able to talk the best as anyone, but you'll be able to stand up and, I guess, hold your own, you know. So,
yeah.
Your message just came true there. Don't ever open the door to the FBI. Well, I don't think there's any risk over this side anymore.
Right? Not on you. I would assume it's for any. Oh, yeah, because it's in connection with the care.com link above. I was just looking at it. I thought I might put why I put that on there. But probably any lettered organization.
Well, you know, police are supposed to warn you anyway. Anything you... do say can and will be used against you. So anything you say at all, let me know.
Exactly.
So,
no, I have a good story about that. The local policeman, my nephew was involved in a drive-by shooting. He was hanging around the wrong sort of people, right? So inner city kids, if you know what I mean. So he's in their car and they do a freaking drive-by. They do a drive-by.
He didn't expect that.
Right, he didn't. They're like shooting up people. He's like, what the? Anyway, they drop him off, but I guess people identified who was in the car, so they called the police. The police show up at his house. So the police say, hey, you know, he knocks on the door, so everybody comes out. He says, hey, I got a report that you were involved in a drive-by. What's going, you know, I want you to tell me what happened. So the kid goes, well, you know, we didn't mean to. And he goes, okay, the policeman says, stop right there. Stop right there. So he looked at my brother. He says, come here. He said, listen, if he says he did it, there's going to be a bunch of paperwork. I got to take him to jail. I got to book him. And I know he was just in the car. I got to book him. However, if you tell me he didn't do it, then I'm just going to have to walk away. It was that simple. It's like, you know, there must be a group of people who know this. But, you know, us slaves at the bottom, we're told, don't lie. Don't you lie. You know, you'll go to hell if you lie. Right?
No. I mean, you must get that police officer must know his fair share of drive-bys to react like that. I assume your cousin said he didn't know anything and the copper walked away.
And then, yeah, the police said, I'm going to ask you one more time because I didn't hear what you just said. Okay. Were you involved in the drive-by? Tell me about it. And the kid says, I wasn't involved. So he was like, all right. That was it. So the tale is don't ever admit to anything because you can't unadmit it. You know, he wasn't driving, but he still could have gone to jail. He still could have gone to prison for being a part of something.
Don't say a fucking word. Don't say a word to these people, you know.
Right. No. So number one,
be wise and find out if your friends have any guns in the car before you take a ride from them the next time.
Jeez,
and
right?
And don't get involved, but, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, especially, well, I know you have to go okay as well, but especially with some of the harsh laws in the U.S. as it appears from here, you know, you could, if you didn't watch what you were saying, end up behind the bars for a 5-year stretch or whatever, you know, for the drop of a hat.
Right.
Yeah.
And you think it's that way, but I think they're pretty careful. You know, you have like the media cases like that, and then you have like the rest of the inmates that they're all poor, you know, every freaking inmate. I mean, white collar crime pays pretty well because you almost never go to jail.
Yeah.
But blue collar or crimes of violence, it's tragic. I mean, repeat offenders and they're, you know, they're all, what is that, like 90% of the inmates are impoverished. So you're like, well, you know.
Jeez. System, man.
Yeah, tell me that's not a slave system.
And you have these people then who go into prison, spend 90% of their time making widgets and other goods for the consumption of us slaves outside, getting paid, I don't know, tiny amounts per week or per hour. It's a crazy stuff, but that's exactly what it is. It's a sort of a slave farm, a slave system, and that's.
Oh yeah, we have not so much here in Washington State. We're big on prisoners' rights, but down south, wow, it's a business. Yeah. They have private prisons now down south, and they're popping up all over the place. They make right. How hard is it to get a judge in your pocket? You know, dude, for each each prisoner you send me. You get $1,000 because I'm going to get paid from the state, you know, $100,000 or, you know, I'll give you $5,000. That's fine. And it's every year the prisoner's in the prison, you're going to be getting paid.
Oh, gosh.
We had a story like that of a youth prison, you know, for children that the judge was finally caught that it was a private youth prison. And they had paid the judge to send them prisoners to find everyone guilty. And kids had been in that place for like 10 years before they were set free.
Oh my God. Oh gosh, I wouldn't fancy being his soul at the time of judgment. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Right? So, yeah. I mean, if that can happen on that short term, dude, private prisons, of course it's happening. How can it not?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, that's what I'm saying, Vadir, about this name fraud. I can't grow up under the jurisdiction of such a corrupt system. See some
Breaking up just a little bit there, Peter.
Okay, sorry. Again, if I see some better way of getting out of the system and not subjected to these crazy, you know, off the top of the head, they can change the rules of the game at any moment, dealing with corrupt judges and just a whole corrupt officialdom. Well, if I find a better way, that'll get me out and get me away from this, then I'll take it. But up to now, I haven't seen one.
You know, Kendall, he says that. He says, I didn't sign the Constitution. I didn't sign it. Why do those laws apply to me? I didn't sign it. I didn't agree to it ever.
Yeah, and it's true, but I guess, and I've spoken to Chris about this as well, when he does represent his name, that's what ties him into the system. You know, it's their name. And again, I won't keep talking about this on Fakeologist, but I mean, yeah, it takes some getting your head wrapped around it.
Right. Well, Chris at hoaxbustersblogspot.com.
Mm.
That's Chris Kendall. Hoaxbusters. I can't say it.
Hoaxbusters
at blogspot.com. Mm. So it's because, I mean, it's true. You didn't sign it, but we're still glad we end up here. And waiting for Peter's mic.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
Sometimes I forget to press the space bar. But if you have a bank account under your name, under the legal name, again, if you have driver's license, your passport, etc., you're volunteering, you're consenting to be part of their system, and you have no standing, I guess, in that sense. They'd like you to think you have. The Constitution is nothing but a con, you know. If you don't know the difference between person and natural person, well, then you're in trouble. You know, Clint Richardson talks a lot about this on Corporation Nation. So, yeah, all of the information is out there. Just, again, it's all voluntary. And no crazy person would willingly, you know, if we knew the name of their game and we knew the stakes involved, no sane person would sign up, you know. But again, it's all underhand and again, twisted use of the English language.
Right, but it's perfectly underhanded. It's perfectly done.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so it's clearly a plan to keep us not knowing, not understanding.
Yeah, but again, look, that's what look at how many avenues the internet has opened up, you know. Never before has so much information been at your fingertips. So any sort of serious research into any one particular area will get you fairly up to speed on it, you know. So I guess it just depends. That's what I've always felt, Kay, about being a fakeologist and such, is, yeah, okay, it's all good and fine realizing that this is fake and that's fake and the other thing is staged and hoaxed, but that leaves you with very little information as regards what's really going on. You know, what is the real world made up of? So I think there should be more sort of focus on that area with fakeologists. You know, because again, we're all individuals. We're all trying to get on, trying to live our lives. And again, if you're just pointing out what's fake and you're not kind of coming to terms with the reality of your life and the world at large, well, then it's sort of pointless realizing coming to terms with what exactly is fake. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Oh, I exactly agree. You know, that's why I kept asking Jan, okay, well, what's that group like and what's that and how do they relate? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if it's just families, well, what are the families? I mean, is there a book on the ruling families?
Mm.
Or, you know, I don't even think I've heard of that before. Like, what's this Chinese family and this, you know, these European families and then.
Mm. Do you ever, have you ever heard of Benjamin Fulford or David Wilcock?
No.
Okay, you haven't heard of those. They talk a lot about the family kind of grouping, I guess, called the White Hats. I think they're based in China. But yeah, according to these people, and they're pretty well known. Yeah, there is a counterbalance effect. So for the cabal, the dark cabal, you have a good force, the white hats that are fighting in opposition to them, you know. But yeah, I mean, the world is such
it's
a
white
place,
hats,
you know. It's,
okay, the well, white hats are in China?
White hats of China are, yeah, I think there's some kind of secret, maybe the equivalent of the East, or the Masons on the Eastern Front, something like that. But apparently they're a force for the good who are counteracting the Western cabal, a force for the bad. But yeah, when you think, what do you think about just how big the world is and just how many fucking countries there are?
Right?
You know, it's hard to see. It's hard to see
sometimes
one
sometimes I feel like we're... Yeah. We're so ethnocentric, you know, we just can't leave our group. But like you said, it's such a big world.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the name of the gentleman who wrote about it?
Well, I mean, if you like when you discover rabbit holes, delving into them, you definitely delve into this guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth delving into. So Benjamin Fulford.
Benjamin...
He has Fulford. A blog. Yeah. Fulford. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fulford.
There you go. Yeah.
He's a pretty interesting story.
Oh, he's got a pretty nice blog. All right. Yeah,
he's a pretty successful blog, and it's pretty, pretty well supported. I think he's another sort of, I'm not going to say gatekeeper, but he's a herd leader. In a sense. I think there are lots of herd leaders around that will go so far and no further, you know, which leads me to believe they all have a remit, and they're all sort of catering for different areas. Now, I don't think they're all necessarily bad. I don't think most of them are bad, actually. I just think they're all role-playing, and they're sort of steering the inquisitive down certain routes, you know. But yeah,
right.
he's definitely somebody who's has a big following, and I think it would be worth looking into at least some of the stuff that he has to say, you know. And I think you take a lot of this stuff with a pinch of salt as well, but yeah, depending
right.
on how how willingly you delve headfirst into rabbit holes, that one is pretty deep, and some of the stuff he talks about goes pretty deep as well, you know.
Right. They write about him. Does he write himself? It looks like everyone's writing about him, but I don't see him writing.
Okay, I'll get up the link here.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm silent, I just have to unpress the space bar, so I won't be a second.
He's gonna need the space bar if he's typing, folks. You see, it's also his mute. You should be singing while you do that. That way, we can hear the mic go on and off and on and off.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm a man. I can't multi.
Oh, I gotcha. We are looking up, well, Peter's looking up White Hats of China, Mr. Benjamin Fulford, and he apparently is the guy who knows what's up with the White Hats in China, the gang. That's more powerful than the Trilateral Commission, the articles that Benjamin wrote.
No, sorry, Kay. I didn't want to press the space bar in case I lost the link. I should pick a different button, I suppose.
Okay, there we go. BenjaminFulford.net.
Yeah.
Weekly geopolitical news and analysis. Oh, is he kind of like John Rappaport?
Yeah, I think he's along exactly the same lines. He's stationed in Japan as well. So. Yeah, again, he's been writing for a few years now, and he has an interesting backstory as well. But yeah, this is a whole other rabbit hole. And again, use your own discernment and, sense of skepticism on high setting, I guess.
Well, I mean,
apply everywhere anyway, you know.
Right. I guess if you assume these families are the top as far as it goes, I mean, who knows, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Could there be something above them and then something above that and then something above that? I mean, why would we assume?
Where does it all end and where does it begin? Yeah.
So this Benjamin Fulford, he has the title for the first article. It is time to briefly summarize the recent history of the ongoing battle for the planet Earth. That's a pretty big deal, I think. Maybe that should have been bolded. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, I mean, again, that sounds very sensational there in that headline. But, again, he's someone who's been writing a weekly blog for a few years now. But he is in a well recognized position, in a sense, and he is a sort of... he's well known, and I think the most interesting part to read about his comments or his weekly blog actually are the comments section. You know, it's there you get an eclectic mix of points of view and opinion. And,
I can't believe I've never heard of him. I can't believe it. I have been all over the internet. You don't even know. I've been everywhere.
Oh gosh.
Dude. I have never seen him.
Wow.
You know, possible conspiracy you can possibly think of, I've been there. How come I've not heard of him?
I don't know.
Maybe because he's real.
You've been looking for love in all the wrong places, Kay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing this guy he talks about is a sort of... as I see it myself as well, a kind of an emergence from this tyranny that we've been living into a new, brighter, better age, you know, a golden age, if you will. Again, he has a big following, and I kind of don't take the details too seriously anymore. I just kind of more so look for the overall feeling, because I do think there's major shit going on behind the scenes, you know. Again, I take an optimistic bent, and a lot of these people talk about optimistic possibilities and outlooks for the future as well. So,
right, you know, one would think it would go that way, because if you think about it, they're all just scheming or whatever. You would imagine not all the families think alike. They have individual, you know, desires and outcomes for everybody. And who says they actually agree with all everything? We're assuming, of course they're not going to agree on everything. They'll agree on a few things, but why can't one family want things one way and another group of families want things another way?
Well, I mean, again, back to your question, is there an overarching hierarchy and who's at the top or what's at the top, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the bigger question that I don't think fakeologists in general like to delve into, but...
No. Are you familiar with intervention theory?
No, not
well,
the
author is recently deceased from cancer, but Lloyd Pye, he is the, the discoverer, whatever you want to call it, of intervention theory. And in a nutshell...
I imagine it involves intervention on some level.
Yeah.
In something.
Let me see if I can get a really quick summary, like super quick. I'm looking at my ebook I bought from him because I saw a lot of them. I've read a lot of his videos because I've seen like every video there is. And it's fun to watch how people change over time when they do their videos. Really enjoy that. Okay. Here's the summary. The presumed celestial origin. That's basically it. We have a celestial origin.
Oh.
So you think it might be...
I think that's the lines that I've come to think on.
So basically, they think somehow, you know, we're not quite... the intervention theory states
got fucked to it. Yeah.
Right. It says we don't know where we came from, you know, who the people were that interfered with our genetics early on, but they did.
Mm.
And because of that, humans were made. And so they're not sure, but, you know, he takes a look at DNA and he says, look at all the malformations in human DNA. There's like DNA. Like one arm will go off to the right and just stop, and then another arm will just start. And he goes, in nature, you don't have this. These types of things die when their DNA does this. So he was on the search to find DNA that didn't. Well, I'm way
you
off
have many,
track.
You,
I'm way
well,
off track.
Well, I mean, Yeah, I wouldn't be averse to that sort of theorizing. I think something has to explain who and what we are, and I don't think you can trust modern science for the theory of evolution. And of course, right. Religious text is steeped in allegory, for one thing. I don't believe the Bible is literal. It's all allegorical, and it relates to us and our origins and our right. brains.
Stories are old, like, you know, Noah's Ark is really the Epic of Gilgamesh. That's thousands of years old, and that, you know, that's related to yet another pre-story, so it's like, wow.
Yeah, and you know, even I was talking to somebody today about it, about the pyramids in Bosnia, that, I mean, you know, for years, the Egyptian pyramids have been sort of off ground, you know, for international investigators, but apparently, and I haven't listened to too much about it, but these Bosnian pyramids that have been recently discovered, it's the opposite, you know, so it's free access to all investigators, but it seems clear again that this is another one of those structures that's impossible to have been constructed according to science and the technologies available, you know. But definitely there's something, there's a whole hidden history that pertains to us.
Oh, so yeah, the Bosnian pyramids. They have some great videos about that, by the way. Let me drop a couple in the link. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, if you place any veracity in these sort of videos or reports, and then we're not at all who we think we are, you know, and that's a big hurdle to overcome as well. And I guess, you know, in school and throughout your education, your adult education, evolution in one form or another is forced down your throat, you know. So
right.
if that's not true, then we originate from somewhere else. And as opposed to being just random products of chance and time, there's something more special and specific about us. That's an amazing possibility. And yeah, that's some of the areas that Fulford goes into. And David Wilcock as well. I'm surprised you haven't heard of him.
Wow. He's another
one worth, again, just don't let anyone tell you what to believe or, you know.
Right, right. Well, and you know what? They're talk about fakeology. You know, there's fakeology in every, you know, corner of the internet and every corner of what we think of knowledge or idea.
Exactly.
There's
Well, in order for them to control the system, they have to control every aspect of the system.
Right.
So yeah, there's you just have to.
Tutley Muddle. What? It's a. They just found it in Turkey. They said they uncovered this really old. They're like circular little columns, and they have animals carved in them. Are you familiar? Wow. Anyway, it's supposed to be a new archaeological find in Turkey.
Wow. That contradicts the official account, is that?
Just a little bit. Not too much. It just moves the date back. Oh, Göbekli Tepe. Goodness.
Sounds like a Middle Eastern curse or something. Go stick your head down the toilet bowl.
I'm going to drop that in the link. And I have a little bit of a problem with it, Göbekli Tepe, because I think it's the whole site is fake. I think they faked it. There's some sort of reason behind it. It's like there's no civilization around there that you would think this might crop up. It's in a very unlikely place. You know, usually there was some sort of civilization around when these things pop up.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Yeah, as you say.
I'm just, you know, I think it's a fake thing. It's meant to take us on another track. Because, you know, even they're trying to bring, to me, it felt like they were trying to bring legitimacy to age. Because these guys are acting like, oh, look, we're way too old. And now they're trying to say we're fake. But really, things are so much older than that.
Yeah.
So much older than that.
It's a big secret being protected, isn't it?
Much older. So that's why I feel like this is a fake site.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I see what you mean. Well, that's, I think that's a healthy way to approach anything, considering what we've learned, you know. But to let them prove it to us. But yeah, again, I think I agree with you. Things are so much older. So much older. And yeah, they have to keep up this charade. But it's getting more and more difficult. But again, that's where I take hope from this Bosnian pyramid and the whole... I guess from what I've heard, there seems to be a more open and accessible sort of site that has developed there. And, you know, even visit, you can just go over there yourself and take a tour around. There's no restrictions or very few restrictions. So
is that
maybe that's a hope for a sign Benjamin of things to come.
Bulford's who, what site is that?
Oh, I haven't looked into it too much, but I've heard a few interviews on Red Ice Radio.
Uh-huh.
On Red Ice Radio, there's a few. He does loads of interviews as well there. But
and what's his name?
Oh gosh, I mean, I could go through the link. If I go through the link now, I might get cut off because
no,
I'm
no, that's
buttons.
Okay. And what does he talk about again? It's his,
well,
like,
if
focus?
You just go to Red Ice Radio, if you wanted to do that, Red Ice Radio, and just scroll down through the shows and look for one of them regarding the Bosnian pyramids. There's quite a few shows there, and I can look it up.
Oh, Peter, this is my all-time favorite subject, ancient architecture. You don't even know.
Gosh.
It's all-time favorite.
Well, I'll if you can't find those. I have them on my computer here, as I said.
Okay, no, I can find them, yeah. I listen to Red Ice quite a bit.
Yeah, you'll definitely find them then. Even if you have to go back maybe a few months, you know, you'll definitely find them. But definitely worth hearing and kind of an open discussion, which, of course, you won't hear about any pyramids in Egypt and elsewhere that are popping up.
Wow, have you seen the big, giant landing pads? There's a couple of them. One of them is where the Dome of the Rock and the Wall of David is sitting on in Jerusalem. It's a big giant rectangle. If you look at it, if you look at it from Google Earth, it's just this big giant. I mean, they're talking about how did you build the pyramids? How did you build those? You know, they have like these 300 ton blocks that are all put nicely in these little squares. How did that get there?
Yes. I mean, you won't find these questions being discussed on Discovery Channel or anything like that.
That's not a big thing. But they did have the alien show on the History Channel. What was that? Oh, they called it Ancient Aliens.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Did you follow that, Kay?
I watched it. It's just ridiculous, though. You know, I think it's like to give the subject a bad name, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's
you know, I had thinking. A couple of teachers would come up to me, okay, talk about fakeology, right? they put this crap up, and teachers are like, oh, I love to watch it. I'm like, so do you believe in aliens? No. Well, what? Well, why are you watching it then? Well, I don't get it. But, the people look ridiculous on that show, so.
Yeah, again, purposefully done, you know. And again, as Jan would say, steering the herd. And if you get someone to look ridiculous even once, that will turn off so many people, you know, from taking them seriously.
Right. Oh, here's something. I'm going to throw one more thing at you, see what you think. All right, so here in America, we have copyright infringement crazy bad, all right? I mean, we got two letters in the mail because our kid was doing something for copyright infringement on a song. And this, like, really small label song. But, you know, your videos would get shut down because of copyright infringement. Yet, the History Channel, they let anybody copy their shit and they never stop any of it. You have the Discovery Channel lets everybody copy. I mean, all that half... Oh, excuse me, 70%.
I was telling,
70% of all alien crap on the internet is the freaking like History Channel or whatever.
Yeah. That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
And why is it allowed on air and why isn't it shut down by YouTube? Yo, YouTube bitches, you've been warned, yo. I'm on to you. I know what you're doing. I mean, look, all these crazy theories, and that's like the reason. You know, I started doubting their version of aliens and things like this. Because the crap you put out for free, I felt, was the you steering the herd. And so therefore I shouldn't believe it.
Yeah, good stuff. So you've seen their game, mate.
Yeah. That's, there you go. A key to fakery. If copyright infringement is blatant, if it's blatant, then disregard it.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of like an indicator as well in terms of 9/11, a victim fakery, where the vast majority didn't sign up for the, well, I don't know what it was, the government compensation figures up into the millions. I think there was some ridiculous number that just didn't bother your arse claiming any money. And that sort of shit doesn't happen. Like, you know.
Isn't that funny? Nobody claimed it. Nothing was claimed. Nothing. Their mistake was opening it up as a C3. They should have just made it private. Then they wouldn't have had to have disclosed it.
Well, just another one of those things that doesn't add up about 9/11. I had to do the huge list. Okay. Well, listen, I better let you go. It's okay if you were looking to get up. And,
all right.
Yeah, look, I look up that Bosnian pyramids. It was really interesting, and there was a few other episodes around it as well. So again, I take hope it's been allowed to be discussed in an open manner, and again on in practical terms, visitors and international archaeologists and scientists, investigators seemingly have a kind of a free hand to a big degree, at least relatively speaking.
Really, I've been following this story, and it, you know, they're like, you follow it to the next video, then they're like, we're waiting for more funding, then you got to wait, then they have another video, then, you know, then you follow.
Okay, well, it could be, yeah, well, maybe you're more informed than I am. I wonder how far they are. Maybe you're more informed than I am, and the people I was listening to are some form of controlled opposition, but the picture they painted anyway definitely seemed brighter, so.
Right, well, one of the main archaeologists pushing to discover this, he was well known and well respected in his field before this. So, I mean, he's a good guy to have on their side. I thought he added legitimacy.
Okay.
You know, he was willing to change his thinking about, you know, because of this. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, well, hopefully it's a sign of things to come and a more open and free society with,
well, you know,
information is our true origins.
You know what they say, you have to think it before it can be manifested. So let's definitely think that's, I want that to happen, man.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I see all the signs leading that way. You know, I really do. Again, when is the time for me? I'm utterly convinced that all the stuff I talk about is coming to pass. And the other thing I'm uncertain about is the exact date when all becomes clear, you know.
Right.
But so on that optimistic note, Kay, I'd say it's been a pleasure talking.
Yes, it has been.
And should we do it again?
Yes, until next time. And this is fakeologist.com streaming live, signing out.